This episode of Rob Has a Podcast is sponsored by our friends over at True Car. Every car comes with its share of stories, like that ding in your bumper when you nervously picked up a first date, that luxury package you got after a big promotion, or the mileage you save by riding your bike all summer long. While you can't put a price tag on your stories, now with True Car, you can at least find out what your car is worth when it's time to sell it or to trade it in. Just go to True Car and simply enter your license plate number and watch how your car's details pop up. Then answer a few questions. Navigation and moonroof, watch as they bump up your car's value. High mileage, you already knew it was going to cost you, but now you'll find out how much it's going to ding your wallet so you can plan ahead. And once you're finished, you'll get a true cash offer sent in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out or to trade in. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car today. True cash offer not available in all areas.
Rob and Akiva need a podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Yeah, they'll buy or sell your ideas. They'll talk about it till you've got it, you'll feel. Every weekend, you better attend. You can guess what will be coming up next. Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Yes,
that's right. Rob and Akiva need a podcast. I am Rob Sesternino, one half of the podcast where we spin a wheel of ideas submitted by you, the listeners, and I get into it every single week with this man who's on a ton of podcasts right now, maybe overexposed, some people are saying. Here he is, the great Akiva Winokur.
What's going on, Rob?
How are you?
I'm so good.
So good.
So good. Why? What's the next line to that? I don't know.
I feel good.
I feel good. Who sings that? We don't do music on this show.
Is this the first trivia question as we get ready to win Shut Up Tim's money here on episode 33 of Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast? Last week, Akiva, we talked to the Thrifty 32 on Rob and Akiva Total Idea Request Live.
Yeah, we had 32 people call in. We got a lot of good ideas out of that, honestly.
Yes. Is it true that all of our listeners actually just called in and then there wasn't a lot of feedback in terms of the actual podcast because everybody that is a listener had called in?
So you think we have 32 listeners and they were all spent from, they'd already heard the podcast on hold. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I feel like we didn't get a ton of feedback after the Total Idea Request Live.
I also think one of my takes is, because we were getting so much feedback a few weeks ago, and I think like it wasn't the episode's fault. Like the episode was pretty good. Nobody complained about it also. I think like we're posting these like as Game of Thrones starts. I think when we were posting them like Saturday morning, they were getting a lot of feedback because like we weren't competing with anything.
Okay. Well, look.
Now they're getting swallowed up in like the whole pop culture zeitgeist.
Yeah. The Rob and Akiva hot season is coming up as we head into the Survivor off season in but a couple of weeks. So be on the lookout for that. Although Akiva, next weekend is Mother's Day, which might be we might need to take a week off.
When are you going to decide?
By the end of this podcast, let's see how this one goes. Okay, let's see what comes up next on the wheel. All right, let's bring in our panel here today. And I guess we should start with the man who submitted this idea and making his first appearance here on the podcast proper. His name has been mentioned probably almost every single episode. The man who has so much disposable income that said, hey, what if we did a podcast where Rob and Akiva could try to win my money? Please welcome a man of many talents, both musical and podcasting. Here is the great Shut Up Tim.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rob and Akiva. I just wanted to clarify the disposable income. Not necessarily true. That's why the stakes are so great today, because I have too many kids and too many jobs and not enough money. So really, you guys are kind of jerks if you take my money.
No, we're taking it.
Guilt trip to open things up.
Yeah, he's playing mind games already.
Yeah. But no. Like the $100 that is up for grabs might as well be $5,000 for me. So yeah. Just know that I'm
Rob,
gonna,
can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Let's say one of our listeners is, unlike Shut Up Tim, like very wealthy, and they want to come on the podcast But they're not like an expert about a, you know, a TV show or a movie or the Argan Trail or whatever. What if they offer their money? Like, hey, you're like, we're going to play a game, but you get $1,000. What is the limit where they automatically get on?
So you're asking if somebody wants to buy their way onto the podcast?
Well, it could, it doesn't have to be like an automatic buy. It could be like, you have to beat me at, you know, like Mets trivia, and then you get $1,000. You have to, you know, I don't know, make me laugh four different times, then you win $10,000.
Well, I think that we should have some sort of like a podcast pot that we can use for expenditures like sending people to Omaha and things like that. So I don't think it should be necessarily like we are divvying up this money.
No, it doesn't have
profit.
To go to us, but it doesn't have to be like go to our pockets. Although today's episode, let's be clear, is going to either me or you.
Yes. Okay.
But I think in general, yes, if somebody wants to like donate $500 and that will, we will spend that money on an episode. I agree with that. Like, we will send Will from America to Omaha and he'll report back or something like that.
Yeah, I think it really depends on what the sum of money is and what the topic is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think $100 is the current, you know, level, because this is essentially what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, but if this was a boring idea, $100 wouldn't cut it.
Right. The $100 wasn't the only sell. Plus, you've like pitched like 10 of the ideas that have been on the wheel. So you have some sort of like cachet in the
clout.
Cachet up the yin yang, people would say. Yes. Cachet up the yin.
Yeah, I'm disappointed Rob did not overexplain who I was, as I do hold the record of the most amount of ideas on the wheel. The most.
With how many? Produced. How many is that record?
It's four right four. Now, and this is.
Can you tell us what your ideas were, so we could say if they're good or not? How many ideas have you had that have happened already?
Okay, so this is the third one that's been a picked. The wheel has chosen it, and of course, my first one was the Robin Akiva gets sorted into Hogwarts houses,
okay,
which is a good one. And then, I think kid shows are trash was the first one. So
I don't know. Was that his, Rob? I'm not sure that was his.
It was 100% mine.
Okay, fine. Okay. You invented Ryan. That was fine.
this podcast is like Ryan's mystery play date.
Am I Ryan's dad in that situation?
I think in this scenario, you would be the guy who comes out, right, who's the mystery play date.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bad all around. What a good show, though. Ryan's Mystery Playdate. And I think Kid Shows Are Trash 2 is a great idea. I also believe I have the most ideas read on the podcast.
Right, and of this course, is, I mean, know, like, all right. This first line of your obituary is going to be Renap. That's what you're saying, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. That or, okay. You know, parody songs on RHAP.
Yeah. Some would say that you were a forefather of the Wandoff.
Some would say that.
Maybe Josh would not.
Probably not.
You know, I got a complaint last week, Rob, that we always mention something called the Wandoff and we don't explain what it is.
Yes. They can go to Rob. Rob has a wiki for.
Okay, that's a good idea. If we ever say something, you're like, oh, is that from like the weird like other like Survivor part of the world? Yeah. Go to Rob has a wiki and you could, you know, learn a lot of stuff there.
Yes. And I know Mike Bloom has a lot on his plate, but I really think that Renap needs its own section on the wiki.
Oh, yeah. Mike, first of all, he's got a lot on his plate, but this is clearly going to go to the top of the list.
Yes. Ooh. All right.
I hope so, too, because then maybe I'll finally get an entry on the wiki. If
no,
Renap
Mike, if you're listening, do not give shit up to him. Make sure he's red and not blue on the wiki.
Yeah, I think we should, since this is the first podcast that we are recording since the big announcement, congratulations to Mike and Angela Bloom
on the show.
Yes, on the birth of their baby, Asher. Congratulations. And so it won't be long until Mike will be calling into many podcasts with crying Asher in the background. And congratulations to Mike and Angela.
Rob, can I ask you a question since this is a trivia show?
Yes.
Asher's in the Bible. Who is Asher's father?
This is a trick question. Asher is not in the Bible.
No, he is.
Oh, okay. Then I have no idea.
Mike. Yeah, Mike is Asher's father.
Oh, boy. Does Tim or... Oh, wait. Who? First of all, I don't even know who said that. Yeah, Tim, do you know who Asher's father is?
Sorry.
Is this the first trivia question?
Yeah, I don't know either.
Okay. That other voice that you just heard, the co-host of the RHAP B&B, who is has full control right now here as Mike is on paternity leave from podcasting. Please welcome a woman who you should be very familiar with this weekend if you are a listener to the Rob Has a Podcast network of podcasts. The great Liana Boris is here.
Thank you, Rob. Finally feel like I'm able to, you know, really stake my claim on this podcast. Being silent for 10 minutes for me is truly a challenge. I am very excited to be here and to host this game, although I would like to throw my hat in the ring to win some of this money. I'm not entirely sure how that would work out.
I do have an idea for that.
So,
Liana, I have an idea, but do you know who Asher's father was in the Bible? This would help your
Mike
chances.
Mike Bloom.
Oh, stop.
No, oh,
come on,
no,
it's Jacob. Jacob's got 12 sons, and one of them is Asher.
Okay.
Statistically, mom was Zilpa.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right. That you're losing us with the Bible study.
Akito. Oh, I'm sorry.
There's going to be tons of Bible
niche conversation. Let's talk more about the Taylor Cotter loves the freaking Bible. Everyone knows that.
Okay. All right. So Liana is here to host this version of Win Shut Up Tim's Money. But does anybody here know what the rules are of Win Shut Up Tim's Money?
I don't.
I learned the rules last night. So,
okay.
This is actually going to be based off of a game show that aired in the late 90s, early 2000s called Win Ben Stein's Money.
Very and popular.
Yes.
The critically acclaimed, very popular game show.
Which I think that its ultimate claim to fame was that it launched Jimmy Kimmel's career.
Yes. Jimmy Kimmel and Cousin Sal, I think, after him.
Mm-hmm.
So it was co-hosted by Jimmy Kimmel. So I think in this instance, I'm the Jimmy Kimmel. So I'm really hoping, you know, for a career boost after this, obviously. So we're going to be playing a game that is based on that very well-known format that I'm sure everyone's familiar
yes.
with.
After your run here on Win Shut Up Tim's Money, will you be launching some sort of
the
a
woman
new
show.
Podcast guest woman show?
That's right. Exactly.
With Chris Underwood jumping on a trampoline.
Yeah. Boys jumping on trampolines.
Yeah. Jimmy Kimmel is the person that I'm basing my entire career trajectory off of. Mm-hmm. So I think that this is very fitting and definitely something up my alley.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to have kids like 30 years apart also?
Add it to the list.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, Tim, could you explain what the rules are of Win Shut Up Tim's Money? Or Liana, you feel you have it?
Yeah.
Okay,
I feel like I understand. Okay, so essentially the way this is going to work is Akiva and Rob, you two will face off against each other in the first two rounds. And then the person with the most points after those two rounds will go on to face Shut Up Tim in the third round.
Because in round two, Shut Up Tim competes against us.
Yes.
So it's Akiva versus Rob, and then Shut Up Tim joins in, even though he's just trying to steal the answers from us.
Yeah.
And then whoever wins between Akiva and Rob faces Tim for the 100.
Okay.
Right.
Now, Tim, could you give us your background here for listeners who may not be familiar with you? Are you a trivia master?
Oh, that's a great question, Rob. And I was hoping that all three of you, if you had to evaluate my level of intelligence, please let me know what you think that my level of intelligence is.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's save the roast for a few months.
Because, I was not under the impression that, you know, because we have a lot of listeners who, like, play in, like, all of these different
Learned
trivia
league,
leagues.
Yeah, been on Jeopardy.
Been on Jeopardy. But maybe that Tim is, like, some sort of a savant that I don't know about.
Mm.
Hmm. Oh, well, there are different types of
What's better,
of
your
intelligence.
Singing or your trivia knowledge?
Well, we'll have to see by the end of the show.
The only
today.
Thing we know about his intelligence, Rob, is he's a famously terrible speller. And so we don't know if we think spelling is not a real indicator of intellect. I mean, if you can't spell
emails.
On Twitter, where can you spell? Like, there's not that much autocorrect going on Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm dyslexic, so that's my excuse for the spelling.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now you're going to make me look bad.
Yeah, exactly. Akiva's been talking about my spelling for a long time. And yeah, I am a dyslexic. So yes. Feel good, Akiva.
You could have just DM'd me and been like, hey, buddy, I don't know about this.
But I believe, Tim, did you not submit the Robin Akiva have a spelling bee also?
Yeah, he did.
I did submit that one as well. Okay. I mean, I was going to host. I wasn't going to compete.
Okay.
Yeah, Rob, he just throws ideas at the wall. We get like 10 tweets a day you don't even see because you get a lot of tweets that are just like, throw them straight in the trash. Yeah.
Also, if it's possible that we've stumbled onto something here of who is the author of most of these ideas, that we need some sort of like a patent office. If Will from America could add that column to the Robin Akiva Need a spreadsheet and you don't need to go back and listen. I'm sure we can piece it together. But
yeah, but if somebody did send in that, like if someone's idea was like episode 7, like tweet me and remind me so I don't, so like no one actually has to go
if,
back.
If we could have like sort of like the Dick Wolf of Law and Order.
Mm-hmm. And the Chicago's.
Right. So like for instance, this is Win Shut Up Tim's Money, created by Shut Up Tim.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Yep. Give me the blame if this episode is lame. So yeah.
Lame.
Okay. The thing I do want to point out, as far as my level of intelligence goes, I want to tell you that I started to take the Jeopardy quiz for this show. I got two questions in and just gave up and said, well, there's no way I'm going to be able to get on there. But I didn't realize that you were tricking the audience and looking for the most average person. So I think that the competition is going to be pretty close today, guys, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
I think level of intelligence is lazy then. that's what I got.
Does not apply.
He may quit in the middle of the show, Rob. Right. It's not going well.
I got intimidated. That was the thing.
Two
I didn't
questions?
Know the first
show. There's 50 questions. Okay. Rob, should we put that on the wheel? Are you following Jeopardy James at all? Should we watch an episode with Jeopardy James?
I feel like that's not going to be super exciting.
Yeah, what if we compete? What if we have him on and we play Jeopardy against him, 2-on-1?
Sure, if you can get him on the podcast, I feel
probably
like
get him on. He's a big baseball fan. We'll trick him and say it's about the Mets or something.
Okay. All right, Liana. How do we open these festivities?
Okay, so the way this is going to work for round one is there are going to be 5 categories on the board. And I can't remember how the first category is picked because it's kind of like Jeopardy where when you get the question right, I think you get to pick the next topic.
Okay.
Tim, do you know?
Yeah, we just pick one of the two of them to go first.
Okay, okay.
Tim, is this your favorite show? How do you know so much about Win Ben Stein's Money?
I've seen every episode of Win Ben Stein's Money. I was a big fan back in the, 1997 when it started. I was really upset after Jimmy Kimmel left to go on The Man Show. There's a really, actually, here's the trivia. It's a Comedy Central show, right?
Right.
And they did an episode where the hosts of the Win Ben Stein's Money and MTV's Loveline switched, which of course is Adam Carolla and Jimmy Kimmel because they're best friends who went to go do The Man Show. And I'm that deep in the Ben Stein's mythos. So if you want to judge my intelligence that way, there you go.
Okay. Well, what's Ben Stein up to these days?
He does a lot of commercials where he like mocks the Ferris Bueller stuff, right?
Yeah.
He does a lot of commercials where he is the teacher from Ferris Bueller that he was actually in Ferris Bueller.
I feel like he's very active in like political punditry right now.
I think he was. I think you'd think you'd see more of him, but he doesn't have a hot enough take. Like he is, I think like libertarian maybe, but he's not like right wing enough to get on Fox News and he's not liberal enough to be on CNN. I think he's like too weird. I don't know if he's in the middle, but that's my guess because I don't see much of Ben Stein.
He was a speechwriter for Nixon. I know I remember that, but I feel like he's kind of fallen off. Jimmy Kimmel's definitely the winner out of that.
You think?
You think excuse
he makes
more? Me.
Yeah.
No, Ben Stein in 2018 was in The Last Sharknado. It's About Time. So
okay, we got our answer. And he's not on Twitter. I think that's one of the reasons why we don't see much about him.
Okay. All right. So, Liana, how are we getting to this first category again?
Right. Okay.
Well,
so,
we got a theme song first.
Oh.
Of course. I don't want to bury the lead.
Gonna win Tim's money with Rob and Keeve. They got a podcast. Now they need some money. Gonna win Tim's money.
Shut up, Tim is on
with
now.
Rob and Keeve.
Hit the bank and took out all his cash. He's lining up his stacks and stacks. If they cheat, gotta pay him back.
And
there's the three rounds to the crown.
Money.
Look the cash like it's a cow. Get it down to earn your clout.
Money.
Tim, Rob, and Keeve are here to see you now. KFC out.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Karen from Canada. I was going to ask who was the vocalist on that. Was one
Did
of your
you
best
know
works.
Karen from Canada has now rebranded herself as KFC. What do we think about this?
Is she officially KFC?
She just said KFC out.
Yeah, but I think that's just an acronym.
I know, but that's like a interesting rebrand. I don't know.
What, you got something against chicken?
No, I feel like it's cultural appropriation for a Canadian to call themselves KFC. I'm not sure.
Okay, all right, let's not get into
that.
That
was great,
right,
though. That was a great song. That was great.
Yes. Tim, did you produce that song, or that was an original KFC joint?
That was an original KFC joint. I basically asked her. She's a good Wandoff friend. Again, check out the wiki if you want to know what the Wandoff
is. I forgot about the Sing It Jim controversy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Whoever that is.
All right. So, all right. Whoever is going to start this off, let's get this party started.
Yeah. Okay. So, so I shared a Google Doc with all of you that has the categories, because what's going to happen is the categories will be replaced as the questions are asked. So I don't want to have to keep reminding what's on the board. So that's the way I'll do it. So I'll copy and paste in the new categories. Okay. So then the way this is going to work, there are actually going to be two questions. So the first question will sort of work like Jeopardy, where you will need to buzz in. And that's the toss-up question. So you buzz in, you get the first toss-up question. Then if you get that question correct, then you get a chance at the follow-up question, which is worth less points, but it's a way to get more points.
Can you tell us how many points everything's worth?
So I will tell you the point value when I reveal the question, but
okay,
the follow-up is always 1 point.
How do we buzz in?
We said say your name.
Okay.
Because the typing from the Jeopardy was too confusing, complicated, annoying. So
lame.
Was that Akiva's note?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't want to have to type. I don't even have my keyboard.
He was the only person that had a problem with it.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for calling me out. And do we know how many questions are in each round approximately? Forgetting about the bonus questions, like how many categories?
Yes, I know that. And
oh, you're not
going
to tell us. If you don't have to, it's fine.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, like 15-ish.
Okay, fine.
Each round?
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that not a... Okay. That's well, this is what I have. Which, by the way, major shout out to Matt Stewart, who I think put all of this together.
Yeah, he did this whole thing, yes.
Yeah, so I take no credit for the question. So also, that means that if you have a problem with the questions, I also take no credit for the question.
Liana is just reading the questions.
Exactly. Okay. So I think, Tim, do you want to pick who gets to choose first?
Yeah, I'll choose the dumbest determined by the Jeopardy episode.
No.
So Keeva gets to pick.
Okay. All right. Rob hates geography. He said he will not listen to this week's 32 fans ranking the European countries.
Definitely.
So
not.
Have it Uruguay.
Okay. So yeah, I'll read off the, so the listeners know, I'll read off the five topics that are currently on the board. Have it Uruguay, books only Shut Up Tim has read, Zuck It Rich Boy, game Show Me the Money, and Charles in Charge. Okay, so Akiva, you picked Have It Uruguay. So again, you're going to buzz in when I read the question. So this is worth...
Do we have to wait for you to finish reading the question?
Tim, do you know if that's a rule on Win Ben Stein's money?
Yeah, usually they do.
Okay.
Okay. So the value of this question is 2 points, and it is, which European country established the first permanent settlement in Uruguay in 1624?
Do you lose money by buzzing in wrong?
No.
No.
Okay, Kiev.
yes, okay, Akiva.
Right, there's not. Spain.
That is correct. So you get 2 points, and you have a chance at the follow-up question. What is the capital of Uruguay?
The only city I know is Montevideo.
That is correct.
Is that the capital? Okay.
Yes, that is the
smart way to start, because I knew Rob wouldn't know the Uruguay stuff.
Yeah, but
get control the board.
Uruguay trivia. We are off to the races here.
no podcast next week, guys.
okay. Yeah, Akiv.
Zuck it, rich boy.
Okay, so now the categories get replaced. So the Uruguay category gets replaced with I'll give you a peach of my mind. Mm-hmm. Okay, but you chose Zuck it, rich boy. Okay, so this is worth 1 point. Before dropping out in his sophomore year, what university did Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg attend?
Rob.
Akiva.
Rob.
Harvard?
That is correct. So that is worth 1 point. And you get a chance to follow up question. What science fiction movie was the theme of Mark Zuckerberg's bar mitzvah?
Star Wars.
That's correct.
I got to already shout out Matt Stewart. Those questions were way too easy. Everyone knows that Mark Zuckerberg went to Harvard, Rob, right?
I mean, it was kind of an educated guess.
And Star Wars, like how much, what was it going to be like? Freaking Matrix? Like what sci-fi movie was that going to be? Could have only been Star Trek, right? Could have been the only other thing. And
those two questions in particular, or the Uruguay questions were too easy also?
No, the Uruguay question was hard. But
let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater yet two categories.
Okay.
Those were level one. That was a 1 point question. Those are the easiest ones.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Do I control the board?
Yeah, so you get to pick the category.
I'll do.
So the next category that was added was smoke on the fodder.
Okay. I'll go with a game. Show me the money.
Okay. Game. Show me the money. So this is worth 2 points. Which game show theme song written by Merv Griffin was originally intended as a lullaby for his son?
Rob.
Yes, Rob.
Jeopardy.
That is correct. So that is 2 points for you. And the follow-up question is, across all their American game show appearances, which contestant has the highest all-time winnings?
This is only for me?
This is only for you, yes.
Ken Jennings.
I think it's Brad Rutter, probably, right?
Okay, so that was incorrect.
And
so
Akiva has a chance to steal.
Okay, so, and then Akiva, is that your answer?
Yeah, Brad Rutter.
Okay, so Akiva, that is correct.
Mm-hmm.
So Akiva,
good thing for Jeopardy
point.
James, because I've seen these charts all over Twitter recently.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because he won some like super tournament of champions, Rob. That's why he's got more money than Ken Jennings.
Does that count Survivor winners also, like the Sandra Diaz Twine?
Because those are not federally, they're not the game shows because a quiz show are sort of federally watched, and Survivor's not.
Okay.
Meaning Survivor, it's not, but it could be fixed. Then, Big Brother, whatever. So it's a different category. It's not a game show.
Okay.
Is this game show federally watched?
Yes. Yes. We are unimpeachable.
By the way, currently Rob has 4 of my dollars and Akiva has 4 of my dollars.
Wait. Can we only would only win 4? Like, I thought we're going for 100.
You are. You have to beat me at the end to get my full $100. But whatever you get into the third round, that's how much money you take from me.
Can we bank the money before then?
Yeah, whatever you get but at the end of the second round will be your money to keep no matter what.
Oh, okay.
So if you have,
so we can in theory win like $20 even if we lose the game.
Yeah.
But whoever wins the game does get $100. You're saying?
Yeah, you get my full.
We didn't
$100.
Say the stakes, by the way. Sorry, I was told today I interrupt a lot of people on the podcast. we didn't say the stakes, Rob, but if Shut Up Tim wins, because he's not giving this $100 for charity, he gets a Money in the Bank pass to appear on any episode of this program that he likes.
Okay, but Hannah Shapiro's Money in the Bank pass outweighs him. So if Hannah Shapiro wants to be on an episode and she calls it before him, then...
Although, to be fair, Tim listens. Does Hannah listen to this show?
I don't even think she really followed the concept of what this
she,
podcast
No, she did.
Was.
I've spoken to her,
okay.
Rob. She is interested in coming on the show soon.
Okay, good.
I don't know. I'm not saying that she listens, but I think she understands what it is now.
Okay.
I'm not sure I follow the concept of the show.
And I didn't know, does Rob can Rob now willy-nilly just give out Money in the Bank passes to whoever he likes who comes to his house?
If it's a good enough guest, yeah.
Let's say it's like the mailman and you're happy with his service. So instead
look,
of giving him like
I know already who you are okay with me giving Money in the Bank.
Yeah, no, I wasn't mad. I was just wondering what the rules are. But also, we really have to be Tim, because I'm not sure if people are going to be happy to have him on.
I'm not giving it to your ops, Johnny Fairplay, or anything
God forbid. Yeah. But I don't know. I don't like, we really need to team up, not like collude, but beat Tim. Cause I like, if Tim comes on 2 weeks in a row, we're going to lose this show. We're going to lose the listeners.
Yeah, I was going to say, apparently I have to work for it, but you can just give it away for free to people
that
you
is
like.
That is weird. Yeah, it did water it down, but that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I see how it is.
Okay.
I'm excited for the mailman episode of Renap. That's what I'm excited about.
Instead of a Christmas tip, you exciting. Could come on my podcast.
No. Mm.
Okay, so the new category on the board is Kiss My Asp. And I think, so does Keeve get to pick the
topic? Yeah, because he got
topic?
The
okay,
up.
Right. Okay, so Akiva, what topic would you like?
Books only Shut Up Tim is read.
Okay, this is worth 2 points. What was the name of the third book in the Harry Potter series?
Oh, boy.
Prisoner of Azkaban.
That is correct.
Oh, boy.
That is 2 points.
I was going to say Goblet of Fire. What number was that?
Akiva didn't buzz in, Tim. Do we need a ruling on that?
Shoot.
He just blurted.
Right. I forgot. She said me, and then I thought it was my...
Yeah. Also, it was incorrect.
Oh, no.
Wait, what do you
say? That's wrong?
I thought you said Prisoner of Azkaban, right?
No, but he has to say the full title to get it correct.
Oh, shut up. All right, so Rob, I don't know.
This question is null and void, I think.
I'm sorry.
Because
she said Akiva, and then I said it, so I forgot I had to buzz in.
I hear my name,
like a puppy. I just say something.
I'm telling you, on Win Ben Stein's Money, they are super strict on full titles and all that stuff. So,
do I get a chance to steal?
Sure.
Is it Rob?
Okay, Rob.
Rob. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban?
Yes, that is correct.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man, I'm really blown.
It would be great if it wasn't. Oh, no, I hope I don't lose on that.
Liana said it's null and void. That's
okay.
No, it's fine. Yeah. I made a mistake.
Okay, well, Tim, you're keeping track of the points, so I'll do whatever you want to do.
Why don't you just give Rob the points?
I don't want to get the open up the controversy.
Fine,
but then Rob gets the follow-up. Give Rob the follow-up.
Yeah, all right, okay. So, Rob, here's the follow-up question. Name one of the two schools that competed against Hogwarts in the Triwizard Tournament.
Oh, boy.
Harvard.
captained by Mark Zuckerberg. Yes, that is correct. No, that was incorrect.
Wait,
Akiva now gets a chance. Yes, okay.
Now, remember, I've read all of these books except for book 7, and I don't even have a guess. I'm going to say Coventry, which is a city in England.
That's incorrect. It was either Durmstrang or Beauxbatons.
Oh, come on.
Beauxbatons.
Yeah, it's right there. Okay. Real close. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the new category on the board is Garden Variety.
Okay.
So, Rob, what category would you like?
I'll go with Charles in Charge.
Okay. This is worth 3 points. What war saw Charles McMahon and Darwin Judge as the last American soldiers killed, with the war ending April 30th, 1975?
What, Akiva?
Yes, Akiva.
Vietnam.
That is correct.
Vietnam War?
Yes.
That's a three-point question.
Okay, so the follow-up question.
Who made these? Who made the point amounts? Was it Matt Stewart? Was it Tim?
That was Matt Stewart. Well, I think
he's Canadian, so he might not know how easy that question
is.
That is
true.
For
some of these questions, maybe he thinks that they're like, oh, nobody's going to know. Oh, this is like a small college in Massachusetts.
Nobody's
going to
know
this.
What war America was in the 70s.
Yeah. Also, I haven't seen any of the questions, so I'm not a cheater. So
okay,
just say no.
We'll see.
Okay. Follow-up question here. What ship did Charles Darwin, considered by many the father of evolution, sail on during his famed 5-year voyage around the world?
I don't know. Lusitania.
Okay. All right. So Rob, that was incorrect. Rob, you have a chance to answer this question.
The SS Minnow.
Minnow would be lost.
This is the Beagle, Liana?
Yes, the HMS Beagle.
Wow. You knew that, Tim? If you knew that, I'm nervous for the final Jeopardy round.
I have a Beagle.
Okay.
So everyone who owns a Beagle knows the answer to that question.
Yeah.
Is it Snoopy?
No, his name's George.
Okay. Oh, his name should be Charles Darwin. Okay, so the next category is Class Clune. Yes.
And as an update, Rob has four of my dollars. Akiva has seven.
Okay. So who answered that question correctly?
Me.
So
I'm going to go with Class Clune.
Okay. This is worth 3 points. Mm. Which movie did George Clooney win his lone acting Academy Award for?
Rob? Mm.
Yes, Rob.
Up in the Air?
That is incorrect.
I've got Akiva. One guess.
Okay.
Good Night and Good Luck.
No, that is incorrect.
Syriana?
Yes, that is correct. Now, you don't get any points, though, for getting any of these questions correct, though. You're just, like, joining into the fun.
He's just showing off. Yeah. He's trying to intimidate us for the next round.
See, I'm smart. I'm smart, not like everybody else says.
Mm-hmm. Can you spell it, though, is the real question.
No.
So now what happens with the follow-up question? Does that even go on the... I think that one just gets ignored, right?
There's no follow-up questions if they don't know.
Okay. All right. The category next on the board, Rotten to the Core-ia. Akiva, what category would you like?
Rotten to the Korea.
Okay. This is worth 1 point. What is the most populous and capital city of South Korea?
Akiva. Rob.
I heard Rob first.
Me too. Yep.
Okay, Rob.
Wait, can I just say how crazy that Rob's going to get? Like, because I said it like 10 seconds before I hear Rob. You guys must be hearing me so late.
It's almost like having the chat with typing would have been more straightforward.
I got rocked on the chat last time, Rob. Last time with the chat, I would like type in, and then 20 seconds later, I'd hear like, oh, no, Rob just wrote in.
Seoul?
That is correct.
Oh, my God.
Okay, this is the follow-up question for you, Rob. In April of this year, who was the first Korean pop group to perform on SNL?
Sangmin.
Bad news. Uncle Keevy knows this.
Okay, Keeve.
BTS. They were just at Coachella, I think, also.
Yes, that is correct. Okay.
That brings our totals. Rob has 5. Akiva has 8.
All right, so next category is Polly Want a Question. So, Akiva, what category would you like?
Let's do Garden Variety.
Okay. This is worth 1 point. Which is not included, which is not a vegetable included in V8? And there are 4 choices. Lettuce, watercress, broccoli, or beets?
Rob.
Yes, Rob.
Broccoli.
That is correct.
Wow.
So have, you
ever drank,
point.
Have you ever drank V8, Rob?
I've had it, yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever seen watercress? Like, what is that?
I don't know, but it's like this broccoli, you couldn't have that in a drink.
It wouldn't really be the same. I mean, V8 is kind of gross, so.
It doesn't puree, I don't think.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You're right, Rob. Your follow-up question. Which state produces the most potatoes?
Well, I don't normally like to talk about food on a podcast, but I will say Idaho.
That is correct. That was worth 1 point.
Matt Stewart probably thought, oh, this is a stumper. There's 50 states.
Yeah, that was a tough one. Rob is 7. Akiva is 8.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry, Rob. The next category on the board is Meat, M-E-A-T, the press. So a little bit more food here.
Okay.
But Rob, it is your category.
Let me try Smoke on the Fodder.
Okay. This is worth 3 points. In 1871, a cow kicked over a lantern in a barn and subsequently started the Great Fire of what American
Akiva.
City?
Right, I didn't finish reading the question.
Well, I gotta time it 2 seconds early now because otherwise, that's
well,
when
you
they
mistimed
hear
it. That was a okay. mistime.
Yeah, you're right. I mistimed it. I thought I gave it a whirl.
Well, I think I'm on a little bit of a delay too because I thought I finished the question.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Maybe I timed it properly.
Tim.
Yeah, it sounded like Akiva got it perfectly right after Liana finished.
Oh, my God.
Me.
Now, keep in mind.
All right. Well,
I said it when she said, like, O'Leary.
To the podcast listeners who hear what I hear, then they'll.
I agree. I did say it. I did say it in the middle of the question. So, Rob, you can answer this. You gave me the last one.
Okay. Chicago.
That is correct.
Was that a 1 point or a three?
Oh, geez.
Is this like golf? Yeah. Is it like the higher the...
Yeah, you were too under par on that one, Rob.
Yeah, yeah. Should have chose American question maker for the...
No, Max Stewart did a great job.
Yeah, no, great job.
The point values are off.
Yeah, the point values are off.
Okay.
Okay, your follow-up question is, what kind of animal was kicked out of a Chicago Cubs game in 1945 and was believed by some to be responsible for their World Series curse until 2016?
I believe it was a goat.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct. Okay, in honor of my lovely co-host of the B&B, this next category is Living Life in Full Bloom.
Hmm. Okay.
All right, so Rob, category?
I'll give you a peach of my mind.
Okay, I'll give you a peach of my mind. This is worth 1 point.
It's going to be hard.
What is the name of the turtle-like character who Mario must fight to save Princess Peach in the Nintendo franchise?
Rob. Bowser.
That is correct. 1 point. Follow-up question. Who wrote the popular novel James and the Giant Peach?
James Milne?
Roald Dahl?
Yes, Akiva, that is correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Rob has 12 of my
dollars.
That's
Winnie the Pooh, James Milne.
Okay, so the next category added to the board is Happy Wife, Happy Life. So Akiva, what category would you like?
Yeah. Is that the okay, let's do Happy Wife, Happy Life. We're two wife experts here.
All right.
Urban legend.
Question is worth 3 points. According to the Quran, how many wives can one man have?
Akiva.
Yes, Akiva.
Three.
That is incorrect.
Shoot.
Rob, do you have a guess?
One.
That is also incorrect.
No.
It is four.
Okay.
Yes.
Four is a lot.
That's a lot of wives.
It's a lot.
There was a really good bigamy show on Netflix. I forget the name of it, but it was really good. But two of the wives did not like each other.
Good rec. Mm.
I feel like in my situation, the wives would just band and like leave me. They would just like, they would bond over their mutual hatred of me.
Okay, so this is going to be the last category added. Color me excited. So I think this would be the last question.
Yep.
So we're not going to play out the rest of the categories. This is the last question. So Akiva, I think this is your question to pick.
Meet the press, since Rob hates food. That's meat with an A.
Okay, this is worth 1 point. In 2012, what meat was the most consumed in the U.S. for the first time in 100 years?
Akiva?
Yes, Akiva.
Hamburger?
That is incorrect. Rob, do you have a guess?
I will say chicken.
That is correct.
Chicken's
it's
not
Rob
meat.
Being boring chicken. Chicken's not
you think
meat.
Chicken's meat?
Spider's an animal. Chicken is meat, Akiva.
Chicken is not meat. Chicken is chicken. It's... There's meat or chicken. You ever go to a wedding? They're like, you want the meat or the chicken? No. Is that just an Orthodox
spider
thing?
Is meat. Yeah.
What is spider wrong is with meat? Both you guys?
Everyone knows that meat chicken? Is not chicken.
Chicken is meat.
No, yeah, chicken is meat.
Any animal could be meat.
In fact, that we don't... Orthodox Jews don't eat milk after meat. They don't eat milk and meat together, and they'll wait 5 hours after they've had meat. And there is like a big debate if chicken even counts as meat. I guess the answer is yes. So I guess we hold yes. So oh well. So it's 13-9, Rob, after one round. Am I right?
And there's no follow-up question.
There is a follow-up question. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so this is for Rob. Which fast food chain's burger did Time Magazine call the most influential burger of all time?
I'll say McDonald's.
That is incorrect. Akiva, do you have
burger
a guess?
Burger King? The Whopper?
That is incorrect. It was White Castle.
Oh, that's absurd. That's why Time Magazine's out of business. Time and Newsweek, they just shame themselves into going out of business.
Who wrote that article? Harold and Kumar?
Okay, so after after round one, Rob has 13 of my dollars. Akiva has 9. And going into round two, I become a contestant and try to stop them from taking any more of my money, where the point values are doubled. And you guys have a chance to earn
more
money.
Does that mean the questions are easier?
Well, let's see.
Okay.
Yeah, like what color is a stop sign? Okay, so they're not exactly double, but they are. The point values are higher for these questions. Okay. So yeah, now all three of you will be competing. So I guess, is it the person with the most points or the least points gets to pick the category?
I think shut up, Tim. The person risking the money gets to pick the first category.
And like Tim is buzzing in against us. Is that what's happening? Okay.
Yep. Yeah. So he'll buzz in against you. So all three of you will be competing. Okay. So I guess, Tim, sure, go ahead. I need to put in the new categories because these are not the current categories.
Hey, how many millennials listening to this episode even know what Ferris Bueller's Day Off is?
I think it's part of the cultural zeitgeist, right? So
it hasn't been remade. I don't know if it's gets re-aired. If you were didn't grow up in that era, I don't know where you would see Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I don't think Ben Stein is gonna be I'm surprised Ben Stein didn't make the Stan tournament, honestly, but he probably would have beat the cake baby.
Yeah, so. He also then, his other claim to fame, I feel like, was he was on the Wonder Years. Is that right, Akiva?
Yes, he was the teacher on the Wonder Years. He was playing the same role as the,
basically,
as he was on Einstein.
Monotone guy.
Okay, so for round two, the categories are Eternal Sunshine of the Reality-Filled Mind, Like Father, Like Poison, Let's Get Physical, No Shit All Sherlock, and Scattered, Smothered, and Covered. So, Tim, what category would you like to start off with?
Well, got to go scatological. Let's do No Shit All Sherlock.
Okay. Was this much wordplay on Ben Stein's money?
Yes. Yeah, I think that was that was part of it.
Okay.
Okay. The question is worth 5 points. Which Sir Arthur Conan Doyle book marked the first appearance of Sherlock Holmes?
Tim.
Yes, Tim.
The Hounds of Baskerville?
That is incorrect.
I'm gonna say another Beagle question.
Kiva.
Yes.
Knights of the Round Table.
That is incorrect. Rob, do you have a guess?
I don't.
Triple stumper.
Okay, I don't even think that was written by him, but it was A Study in Scarlet was the correct answer.
That's much harder than anything from round one.
And there is no follow-up question here also. So it's only going to be the one question. I know. Okay. This next category is grand masturbating. So
that's two words.
Right. Grand master.
Yes.
Baiting. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Tim.
Got to go with my expertise. Let's choose that category.
Uh-oh. Okay. This question is worth 4 points. What was the name of the IBM machine that first beat a reigning world chess champion?
Rob Kiva. I will defer to Akiva.
Well, I thought all three of you said it.
Oh.
Here's what I heard. Akiva, Rob, Tim. That's what I heard.
Okay, sure. Yeah, Kiva, go ahead.
What is Deep Blue?
That is correct.
Oh, by the way,
people are going to be mad at home because they're just going to always hear Rob saying it first.
But Yeah, no, well, you know, another reason to type, but it was your call, Keith. It was the same problem last time.
They just didn't know about it. It was just me whining into the wind.
Mm-hmm. Make sure to @Keith69. What's your number?
@PineappleBoy27.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, on Win Ben Stein's Money, the contestants get a penalty if they answer in Jeopardy form by saying "What is?" Like Keeve just did. So they were forced to wear a dunce cap on TV. So know that Keeve is now wearing a podcast.
All right, somebody Photoshop that.
Wait. Hold on, because Tim was keeping score before, and
now you're the scorekeeper.
Keeve got.
I got four, I think. Right?
Mm-hmm. Oh no, I don't need any points.
And you get five. Oh, you don't get. You get points. Though, just, I thought.
No,
right?
He takes no? away. There's no. There's
the
no.
Question.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. So, all right. And then no points. No points for you. So Keeve, how many?
He got four.
Four.
13.
Okay. I'll keep track. We're tied at $13 each now.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait. So if Tim gets it right, we both lose the points.
No, you don't.
We don't lose
points,
them. Just we don't get them. He's just keeping them off the board.
He's playing defense.
I keep my
defense only.
Yeah.
Okay, so the category we've added to the board is survival of the literate.
Yeah, not us. I'm going to go with Eternal Sunshine of the Reality-Filled Mind.
Okay, this is worth 3 points. What's the longest-running reality TV series premiering in 1989?
Tim.
Akiva.
Yes, Tim.
The Real World?
That is incorrect. Mm-mm.
Akiva.
Okay, Akiva.
What is Cops?
That is correct.
Yeah.
I've seen that recently.
Double dunce cap.
Yeah.
What is?
Oh, yeah.
Someone Photoshop that.
Okay. So the category up on the board is it's the finale countdown. Okay. Akiva, what category would you like?
Scattered, smothered, and covered, please.
Okay. This question is worth 3 points. Who has appeared on the most covers of Sports Illustrated?
Tim? Akiva.
I heard Tim first.
Shoot. Michael Jordan?
No.
That is correct.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Shoot, it was Muhammad Ali for many, many years. Jordan must have passed him like recently.
Okay.
Ali had like 50 covers.
Okay, what category was that? Let's get physical.
Scattered, smothered, and covered.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
You come down to the wire.
No follow-up question if Tim got it?
There are no follow-up questions.
Okay, got it.
I don't think. Because they're points.
Okay, category, Dustin Diamonds are no girl's best friend.
But did Matt Stewart write these, or are these from Win Ben Stein's Money?
I think he wrote them.
Yeah, it'd be very unfair, because Tim watched every episode.
That's true.
Yeah, I
by the way, if Matt Stewart came up with all these puns himself, then I know we've been teasing him for the point differentials and a couple easy questions, but that is very impressive, and I take it back that he did a good job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are great.
He's also, okay, I think, in Tim, first place in... he's not in first place, but he's near first place in the League of Leagues.
Oh.
Mm. Let's choose Like Father, Like Poison.
Okay, this is worth 2 points. Which venomous animal is named after a city where it once thrived? Taranto, Italy?
Rob?
Yes, Rob.
Tarantula?
Yes, that's correct. It is an animal, also.
Okay. Everything that nice I just said to Matt Stewart, I immediately take back.
But is that meat?
It could be, I guess.
Hey, how many points was that?
Two.
That was worth 2 points.
That should have been a half at most.
So Rob has $15, Akiva has $16.
Very close. It's a very close matchup.
Okay.
Okay.
Rob, should we just collude and split? Like, you want to do 50-50?
Okay.
Each get our wives lunch? Yeah.
Wait. That ruins the stakes of the game.
Okay.
By the way, the winner of this round goes on to compete in the final round, specifically against me. So.
Mm-hmm. If we were colluding, who do you think has a better chance of beating Tim? I think it's probably you.
No, I think that you do.
Well, the one I don't have any. I do not have the issue of being late to the buzzer in the final round,
right?
Because he gets out of the room. We answer separately.
Mm-hmm.
All right, who's answering this? Rob's Rob's turn at the wheel.
I'll take Dustin Diamonds. Are no girl's best friend.
Okay. Okay, this is worth 2 points. What is the Bayside High School mascot?
Rob.
Yes, Rob.
The Tigers.
That is correct. Mm. That is worth 2 points. So the two categories, the two categories that we've added are, is it 420 because I'm high AF right now, and parent teacher meet M-E-A-T-ing. Okay. So Rob, which category would you like?
I'll take, is it 420 because I'm high AF right now?
Bruh.
Okay. This is worth 3 points. Which continent is home to the highest mountain outside of Asia?
Akiva.
Akiva.
What is Africa?
That is incorrect.
Tim?
Yes, Tim.
Europe?
That is incorrect.
Oh, shoot. Rob, okay. You're
Rob,
really
do you have a
here.
Guess?
I'm going to say...
Oh, yeah. We knew what it was immediately.
Okay. I'm going to say... South America.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yep. That's worth 3 points.
Robin has gone up to 20, and Akiva now has 3 dunce caps.
The green ninja of podcasting was the category added to the board. Rob, what would you like?
Let's take green ninja of podcasting.
All right. This is worth 5 points. What colorful band wrote the opening song for the weekly podcast Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend? Not sure if there's a timeout that happens. Like a at some point. Yeah, Rob.
Green Day?
That is incorrect.
Yeah, that would have been like a big deal if you got Green Day, no? I just don't know. Yellow Card. Yeah. Akiva, Yellow Card.
That is incorrect. Tim, do you have a guess?
Yeah. Purple People Eater. I can't think of any bands with color names right now.
It was the White Stripes.
Well, he got the White Stripes throughout his podcast theme song. We got KFC. I guess that's better. Cam from Canada crushes the White Stripes. White Stripes aren't even a band anymore. How did Conan's podcast just started like a month ago? How did he get the White Stripes?
And let me give you another hot take. Is white a color? I believe white is the absence of color.
No. White's a color. White is a color.
That sounds right, though.
What? You get a box of crayons.
A box of what?
Color crayons.
Crayons.
Okay.
You're going to make fun of me saying something?
You said crayons. Guys? Box of crayons.
Can I pick a category?
Yeah.
It's the finale. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, the other category was Baby Shark.
Okay, let me go with It's the Finale Countdown.
Okay, this is worth 2 points. Which TV show finale is the only one to have over 100 million views?
Tim.
Akiva.
Tim.
MASH.
Shoot.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. The category is my genius showing. Okay, Tim, what category?
As tribute to my wand off from this season, I will go with Baby Shark.
Shut up, Tim's finest moment.
Some say this is worth 4 points. In 2018, which country experienced the most unprovoked shark attacks?
Akiva.
Yes, Akiva.
What is Australia?
That is incorrect.
Rob.
Okay, Rob.
The United States.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Oh.
I would like to know which country is the provoked shark attack.
Australia.
Yeah. They deserved it.
Well, man, that was a Sharknado, right? That's a Sharknado reference.
Fine. Mm-hmm. That was worth 4 points, by
okay,
the way.
Rob now has $24. Akiva has 16.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, the next category added, quote, baby quote, movie quote. If you get this right, then you have reason to gloat.
All right, let's do that one.
Okay. this is worth 3 points. Which movie was the famous line, "Do you feel lucky, punk?" spoken?
Rob.
Rob.
Dirty Harry?
Correct. That was worth 3 points.
Rob's at $27 now.
The category La La Land of the Intersection. Oh, pronounce the cadence Land of the Midnight Sun. Yeah, well, that didn't happen. Sorry, Matt.
I don't even understand.
Yeah, we're too dumb to even understand Matt's joke there.
What we're talking about here.
Yeah. So I think this is Rob's.
Okay, let's get physical.
All right, let's get physical. This is worth 4 points. What Italian born in the 16th century is known as the father of modern science?
Tim. Leonardo da Vinci?
That is incorrect.
So he's just, oh boy. Rob, you're going to demolish him this round.
Rob?
Yes, Rob.
Galileo?
That is correct. Mm. His, I've actually in Italy, his finger is preserved in a jar and it's in a museum. And I saw it mm-hmm. when I was there once. Ew. So, yeah, it was really gross. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, let's get physical. Prete, good song.
That one
is the category. All right. Which Tony award-winning musical was adapted by Mel Brooks and Thomas Meehan? This is worth 4 points.
Rob?
Yes, Rob.
Springtime for Hitler?
That is incorrect.
Oh, Tim? Akiva.
I heard Tim first.
Mm-hmm. The Producers.
Yeah. That is correct.
Yeah, Rob, you got two inside baseball there, Rob. That was the musical within the musical.
I thought it was the name of the, yeah. Okay.
Well, by the way, Rob is 31 and I have 16 on the, I believe that's not been updated.
Oops, okay, sorry. Apocalypse Cow. This is the category added to the board. So I think this is Akiva. Got the producers? Akiva.
I didn't
what
get
category
it.
Would you like?
I got it right.
Oh, Tim.
Oh, Tim.
Sorry.
Let's go Apocalypse Cow.
Okay. This is worth 5 points. Which word refers to a scene of destruction and is the name of workstation of a butcher?
Can we hear it one more time? Is that possible?
Yeah, I'll read it again. Which word refers to a scene of destruction and is the name of a workstation of a butcher?
Rob?
Yes, Rob.
Epicenter?
That is incorrect.
Yeah,
we're going to buzz that one out. It's shambles.
What?
Okay. Apparently,
yeah,
is a thing. The next category is the road to victory is paved with blood, sweat, and awards. So, Tim, it's still your category to pick.
Let's go with Is My Genius Showing?
Okay, Is My Genius Showing? This is worth 5 points. What was the first country to feature Albert Einstein on its banknote?
Akiva.
Yes, Akiva.
What is Israel?
That is correct.
Okay.
So it's worth 5 points.
Akiva's up to 21. Rob has 31.
Is there a lot of time left in round two?
No, we're almost done.
Okay.
Okay. Separate the sheep from the ghosts was the category added. Akiva, what category would you like?
Parent-teacher meeting.
All right. This is worth 5 points. What meaty Italian city is home to Europe's oldest university?
Akiva.
Yes, Akiva.
What is Sicily?
That is incorrect.
Tim?
I heard Tim.
Hamburg?
That is incorrect.
Hamburg?
Germany?
Rob.
Yes, Rob.
Naples.
No. It was Bologna.
I missed Bologna. I missed the Italy part. That was a place in Germany.
Mm-hmm. Rob,
Akiva's got four dunce hats now.
Right.
Find a picture of me. You can put the dunce hats on. All right.
All right. Center of attention is the next category added. And I think Akiva is it your pick? There's a lot to keep track of.
Yes. So. Yeah. You're doing a great job, Leon.
You are crushing it. The road to victory is paved with blood, sweat, and awards.
Okay. This is worth 3 points. Which former NBA player is the only person to be named NBA MVP, Coach of the Year, and Executive of the Year?
Tim. Magic Johnson?
Akiva.
That is incorrect. Yes, Akiva.
Larry Bird.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. Akiva. Okay, the next category added to the board is Rock and Rolled. And Akiva, what category would you like?
Let's do Survival of the Literate.
Okay, Survival of the Literate. This is worth 3 points. Which lecturer wrote the book and Cass McQuillan's favorite, How to Win Friends and Influence People?
Rob. This is Rob's wheelhouse.
Yes, Rob.
Dale Carnegie.
That is correct. So it was 3 points for Rob. And the next category added is Death on My Side. And it is your category to pick.
Rob's up by 10 for those wondering.
Okay. Let's do Death is on My Side.
Okay. This is worth 4 points. Who became president after the assassination of Abraham Lincoln?
Rob?
Yes, Rob.
Andrew Jackson?
That is correct. Oh, so it's worth 4 points.
I forgot to buzz in there.
Yes, you can still buzz in, Akiva. You're still allowed to compete if you'd like.
Okay.
Passing gas is the category added. And Rob, what category?
Let's do that one.
Okay. This is worth 2 points. What airship caught fire and crashed in 1937 while onlookers commented with the famous phrase, "Oh, the humanity"?
Rob?
Tim.
I heard Rob.
The Hindenburg?
That is correct. And the last category added to the board is Until Die Do Us Part.
How much was that last question?
Two.
Yes.
Okay. Rob's at 40. Akiva's at 24.
Womp womp. Does the loser get money too or just the winner? I don't get 24 bucks, right?
I think you backed that.
No, I get my money back from the loser.
Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't know that.
Okay. Let's do Rock and Rolled.
Okay, Rock and Rolled. This is worth 2 points. What multiple Grammy Award winner once ran into a burning house to save a pound of marijuana?
Tim?
Akiva.
I heard Tim.
Snoop Dogg?
That is incorrect.
Akiva?
Yes, Akiva.
Willie Nelson.
That is correct.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Yeah.
Who's like the second weed guy? He's the second weed guy. Yeah. I would have gone like Billy Ray Cyrus next, but I don't think he has any Grammys.
He'll have
one now for Old Town Road, but before that, he's not going to have any.
Did Akiva get 17 points for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 2 points.
Okay.
So 40 to 26. Kiev 26 comes through. Is that it? Was that the last question?
Yeah. So that was the last question of the second round. So Rob will be moving on to face off against him in the third and final round.
Oh my goodness.
I'm going to take my $26 back from Akiva and put it back on the board.
Can I ask a question, Rob, Tim, before you walk away? Can Rob win $140 if he wins, or he max out at 100?
Maxed out at 100.
But he automatically gets 100. Can get up to 100?
He can get up to $100.
Rob, didn't you think it was automatically 100? Didn't he just say that like an hour ago?
If I get every single question right, is that what is it dependent on?
So if you beat me, so you're going to have 10 questions. If you get more questions than me, you win all $100.
Right.
If not, you go home with $40. Yeah,
not what you understood?
Yeah, okay, fine. It's 100 or 40. I understand.
Yeah.
Now, okay. Here was the other sort of twist we had, because the point was for the host, the host to be involved. If Rob wins but doesn't get 3 questions right, means if he wins like 1-0 or 2-1 or 2-0, then Liana gets the money.
Oh boy!
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how we get Liana involved. But it's pretty easy. If you win, you should get at least 3.
Yes. Okay.
The category is going to be about me.
And that was going to be the rule, even if it was me, Rob. I didn't just throw that on you because I didn't win.
And I will Venmo the person on air the $100. I have it preloaded already. Mm-hmm. But if not, you're getting at least $40, Rob.
Okay.
Wow. That's the most he's ever made back from Renette. Okay. So shut up, Tim. You walk away, and
people doubt whether Renap would be a profitable financial success. Yeah.
Look who's laughing now. What you should do is you should take take the $100 and like wave it in front of Nicole and say, "Look how much money Renap's bringing in." I know you hate it, but it's paying the bills, babe. Maybe buy her lunch. Could you, Rob? If you win $100, can you buy her lunch with the Renap money, and then she'll maybe like us?
I have to tell her that it was from Renap.
Yes, you have to say Renap is, but don't say why. Just say Renap. We're trying to make a peace treaty with you, and we're trying to. You don't have to tell us. So you could, let's say it's like $25. You'd keep the other 75. Do with it as you please. Buy your boring chicken for a week, or I don't even know what you would spend money on. Buy some microphone or something. This is from Renap.
But let's not count this boring chickens before they hatch. Okay.
Okay. But I think that's a good idea. That would be a good peace offering from us to Nicole.
Is boring chicken meat?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, I'm taking off my headset.
Shut
okay.
up, Tim. Go away. We're going to ask 10 questions. Liana's going to ask Rob 10 questions.
Yeah. Does someone have the ability to get Tim back when we need him?
We'll email him or whatever. Yeah.
All right. Okay, great.
If Rob gets all 10, we'll just hang up on Tim. And
is there a time limit or how much am I into the gun here?
So you have a time limit. It's 75 seconds and it's going to be
weird
10
number.
Questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I pass and come back to anything or no?
Sure. Make that a rule. Okay. Tim's. Yeah. All right. So, okay, Rob, tell me when you're ready and we'll get this thing going.
Who's keeping time? You are, Liana?
Yeah, I have a timer right here.
All right. I'm ready.
So organized, Rob.
Yeah.
He's a pro. Okay. All right. Your first question. Okay. So, I ain't gonna time this right. Which president said the only thing we have to fear is fear itself?
FDR.
Correct. Which team won the first Super Bowl in 1967?
The Green Bay Packers.
Correct. Which Academy Award-winning director directed the upcoming Netflix movie The Irishman?
Ron Howard.
Incorrect. What is the most common presidential birth state?
New York.
Incorrect. Words that sound the same but have different meanings are called what?
Homonyms.
Incorrect. What element is identified by the symbol PB?
Lead.
Correct. What is the basic unit of currency in Switzerland?
Franc.
Correct. What 2 months of the year were named for the Roman emperors?
July and August.
Correct. Victoria is the capital city of what Canadian province?
British Columbia.
That is time up. So you got 5 questions.
Was that, that was the right answer, but
that
it wasn't
count,
in
or was
that
was two?
That was right. My timer went off before I heard it. So unless we're in the, I don't know what the timing, I don't know what the listeners heard first. But I have five questions, but yes, that was the correct answer.
Okay. Well, the good news, Rob, is that Liana's not getting the money.
Okay.
Because you got 5.
How dare you?
No.
All right.
All right. So now
Rob would have been
mad
if I made that rule and then he won with 2 or something.
I would have been okay.
How confident are we, Rob, that Tim is not going to get more than 5?
I guess we'll see. I don't know. I didn't know that
he's not going to get the sports question, right? He doesn't follow sports.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see. But, I didn't know he watches the show religiously. And I don't know what he might.
He literally
just,
binged Win Ben Stein's money for this.
He might have just absorbed so much trivia watching these shows.
Do you know what James Holzhauer, future Renap guest, please drink, said that he did to really become a superstar with his Jeopardy streak?
What's
he went
that?
To the library and he took out a lot of children's general knowledge books. And he became an expert, sort of you know, a mile, what do you say, like a mile wide and an inch deep or whatever it is? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, just mm-hmm. like to know, like anything a child would know, which is a really smart thing.
Yeah.
Now he's getting 43 questions right an episode on Jeopardy and demolishing Boom. People. All right. Okay. I emailed Tim and I said, please come back and we'll see. He may have disappeared. He may have gotten cold feet.
It's going to be a tough loss if I lose by one.
Yeah, on that, because you got it. You must have missed by a third of a second there. And it was an easy one, and you didn't realize you were running out of time. There should have been a 10-second thing from Liana also. Not to... Liana was pitching a perfect game till just then.
Mm-hmm.
So close, yeah.
Because that was... You clearly knew that.
Do you think the listeners are rooting for me or Tim?
Yeah, no, Tim is a heel character. They're rooting for you. Yeah. Tim is a...
I hope so.
Tim is a bad guy. In our, he's not a bad guy.
I don't even
guy.
Care if he wins as long as the listeners are rooting for me.
Yeah.
I would rather lose and they were rooting for me than win
so
and rather, they were rooting
you'd
against
rather be loved and lose than be hated and won. Okay.
On the podcast, certainly.
On the podcast.
Yeah.
Where is he, though? Does he think we're still... It was clearly 75 seconds. I don't know where he thinks that we could be.
He's trying to squeeze in another episode of Win Ben Stein's Money.
Yeah, he's like practicing, right?
Cramming.
Yeah. Yeah, there were 715 episodes of Win.
It was a five.
Ben
it was a, it was a five it was a Jeopardy.
A week, yeah,
that's 3 years basically. You could do that.
Yeah, it's probably filmed like 40
if,
in
do
one
Do you think
day.
If James on Jeopardy loses, it will get spoiled by the audience? You know what I mean? Will it leak? That's my fear. I watch them every morning. Rob, did you know that Jeopardy airs in the morning in Arkansas? So it gets ripped to the internet by like 10 a.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Eastern. So that's what I've been watching, so I don't get spoiled how James does, because there's spoilers all over Twitter.
This is one Arkansas station that they aired in the there's morning one, to
correct.
Get the jump
about,
on the rest of the world?
There's about three in the country. I don't think it's a jump. I just think that's what their, you know, the station program owner, like, wants. But there's about three in the country, but I think Little Rock, Arkansas is the biggest one. Chicago has it on at, like, 2 or 3 o'clock also. So it's almost all night. But really, that's the trick now with the internet. You watch it at... like the Chicago version, and then you impress your friends at 7 o'clock by knowing all the answers to the New York Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is a great idea.
That's what people are doing with this podcast. They're listening to it twice. Playing in the car.
A lot of two listeners. Where is Tim though? Where do you think he is? If he doesn't come back in 2 minutes, it's a forfeit and you win. That's what I'm declaring.
Oh, that's a good. Yeah, I like that idea.
I mean, I literally emailed him and said come back, but I guess he can't be by the.
But it was a 75-second quiz.
Oh, you know what? He DM'd me and said, "Let me know."
Okay.
I figured it was some listener DM me. I was like, I'm a professional. I'm not going to answer that during the show, but it was Tim. So I told him to come back.
Does Tim need to get a minimum number of questions right to stay on for the wheel spin?
Yeah, at least three.
Okay.
Okay, I'm back.
All right,
Tim, sorry, I didn't see your DM. We were waiting for you and we thought
you
disappeared.
Do you tell him what the number he has to beat is, Liana, or no?
I think so.
Hold on.
Yeah, Tim is the expert. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, hello. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So you have to. What if you tie? Well, then is it?
Is there a tiebreaker
to Tim?
Wait, you didn't ask. How about this? You didn't ask every question, Liana. So if he doesn't get to the end, then we'll do a tiebreaker.
Okay. I'm reading the instructions now. In case of a tie, whoever answers quickest wins.
To what? Okay. The final question? A tiebreak question?
Oh, yes.
Okay, fine.
Well, so it'd be the time.
All right.
Okay.
I'll figure it out. All right. Okay. So, Tim, if you're ready, you have 75 seconds on the board to answer as many questions as you can.
We have to tell him what Rob did, though.
Oh, yeah. Rob got 5 questions correct.
Ooh, respectable.
Okay. Rob, you nervous?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, win or lose, you know, I think it's going to be a great day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Questions will begin now. Which president said the only thing we have to fear is fear itself?
JFK.
That is incorrect.
I like your chance.
Which team won the first Super Bowl in 1967?
Oh, geez, the Bears.
Is incorrect.
Jeez.
Which Academy Award-winning director directed the upcoming Netflix movie The Irishman?
Martin Scorsese.
That is correct. What is the most common presidential birth state?
New York.
That is incorrect. Words that sound the same but have different meanings are called what?
Synonyms.
That is incorrect. What element is identified by the symbol PB?
Lead.
is correct. What is the basic unit of currency in Switzerland?
Mark.
Is incorrect. What 2 months of the year were named for Roman emperors?
Mars and
pass.
Victoria is the capital city of what Canadian province?
Alberta.
Is incorrect. What European country is automotive manufacturing company Ventura founded in? Oh, that was my bad, but that was the timer.
Mm. I don't think you were getting that anyway.
Yeah. Guys, I'm not smart.
What'd you say, Mars? The month that the Roman guy named after is Mars?
Yeah. I was thinking of the planet.
Were you thinking of Roman Mars, the podcaster?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
All right, you got led. I told Rob you didn't know. First of all, congratulations to Rob. Tim, send him $100 right now. Then Rob, give $25 to Nicole. That's her cut. She's like the goon of the show. She gets a cut. I don't call my
wife a goon.
Oh, I'm sorry. But listen, this is a peace offering from you know, she's like the mafia boss. She's like the Tony of our crew. She gets a cut. I knew Tim wouldn't get the Packers one. So once he missed FDR, I think you were pretty confident, right? That you were going to win.
Yeah, I totally blew it.
Once
on
you said
FDR
JFK. Too. But there was one that nobody answered right. The Scorsese also, Rob. I think you, with a minute to think about it, you probably would have gotten Scorsese also, right?
I would have said somebody better. Yeah. I was just
Ron Howard's not crazy, but I feel like Irishman. I haven't heard of the movie. I just deduced that that's what it'd be.
Yeah.
And then, Liana, what was the one that we missed that nobody got?
So the most common presidential birth state was Virginia.
Is it Ohio? I was going to guess Ohio, but Virginia makes sense because they all were. That's like a trick question.
Yeah, right. Words that sound the same but have different meanings are homophones. Yeah, exactly. Mm. You were close, Rob. The last one, which European country, that was France.
We never really got to hear that question.
Yeah.
All right. But Tim, we got bad news because we said that if you didn't answer three questions right, you can't stay on for the mailbag.
Oh, really? Did I miss three?
You got two questions correct.
But Rob, really? I feel like if he sends you the $100, I think we could let him stay on.
Yeah, well, he can stay.
I think he started to cry when I just told him that.
Yes, that was.
I mean, that's
let
really
him get
what
his
I'm
money's
here.
Worth.
Yeah, you get his money's worth. $100.
I was gonna beg. I'll give you $100 to stay on the.
If you have $100 for Akiva, also then you can. Stay.
Oh, okay. Well, then goodbye.
I get my $26.
All right. Liana, are you going to stay for the mailbag? You had enough podcasting this weekend.
Nah, I can hang out.
Okay. All right. Is it a long Mount Rinatmore?
Well, Tim's got a request for you, Rob.
Oh, uh-oh. Okay.
I mean, I did so poor there, and you got to give me your Venmo information so I can send you that. Or do you just want me to like do it through Patreon? Rob?
Yes, that might be easier. I don't think I have a Venmo set up. That I think that
we could deal with that offline. I can help you guys out with that. But so Tim, tell Rob your idea.
I'd like to, since you know, like I have great brilliant ideas, like this episode. I'd like to do all the Mount Rinatmore ideas. I have 10 ideas prepared. We don't have to do all 10.
So you want to take over for me this week. Is that what you're saying?
Sure.
Okay.
Rob, what do you think?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah.
I'll save my ideas for another day.
Save the listener ideas for another week. God knows that we have plenty of weeks where we're struggling to find stuff for Mount Rinatmore. So
that's not really true. I got like a 3-month backup.
Yeah, well, maybe the listeners used a lot of their good ideas on the call-in show.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, good idea.
Two of them.
Good ideas are hard. So I got to say, I have here 10 different ones. We'll see.
Well, hold on. We need the Peppa Pig music.
Okay, hold on. All right. So here we go. All right, mailbag number 33, getting ready for episode number 34. And I think depending on what comes up on the wheel, if it's an easy one to get, I feel like that, you know, we can get this. But between everything going on with Survivor and Mother's Day, I feel like that we might be forced to another week off for
I'm wide open, so. Blame Rob if we take a week off. I got nothing to do.
Blame Mother's Day. Don't blame me. Mm-hmm. I didn't pick to celebrate Mother's Day.
Yeah. Would you trade no Father's Day if it meant no Mother's Day?
Yeah. What do I get for Father's Day?
Yeah, I get nothing either.
Nobody does anything.
No, nobody does anything. I don't even get to watch like this US Open.
You know what we do on Father's Day? My wife picks out how we are going to celebrate Father's Day. I could tell you how we would celebrate it if it was up to me.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody leave me alone for the day and let me enjoy it.
I've tried that. It doesn't work.
Yes.
Rob, is there one holiday you wouldn't trade to get rid of Mother's Day?
Rob likes Halloween.
I don't want to take anything away from my wife is an incredible mother, and so I don't want to take anything away from her. She does an incredible job as a mother.
Got it. She's not going to listen to this, though.
That is for sure.
Yeah, never.
And do not tell her where the money comes from. This is a gift from RANAP, a $25. gift certificate. Yes. Heard of buy lunch. Does that even buy you lunch in LA now, $25?
It depends where you go.
Yeah. I'm sure she could get something at the hospital cafeteria for $25.
That's right. Okay. All right. So Shut Up Tim is going to give us 10 ideas.
No, four ideas. Give us like four or five, Tim. Okay. Don't give us all 10.
Let's see how fast you email in. Okay.
Yeah.
You want to see how fast you can just cancel them?
Yeah. Liana, get the timer going.
Yeah, Liana, you have a say here too. This is like the king cake, baby. Don't be shy. You could also say if it's good or bad.
Yes. And then, Liana, and then at the end of this, I want to hear a ranking of your four podcast experiences this weekend.
Of course. Yes.
Okay. Wait, I have to woo Liana as part of this as well.
Yes.
Hey,
Liana.
Yeah, of course.
Liana, you're the guest on every one of these ideas. Okay.
Whoa.
Wait, that's a good thing?
Yeah, you're trying to entice her?
That's enticing her, but I feel like it's not. I mean, we like Liana, but I feel like the audience will get mad if she's on like 7 or 8 episodes in a row.
Yeah.
Okay. So my first idea is in honor of the great Bryce Isaiah being on RHAP this week. This is Coffee Talk with Bryce Isaiah. It's think of The View or The Talk or The Chew. Your producing staff comes up with hot topics for Rob, Akiva, and Bryce to discuss. Oh, and Leon is there too.
Mm. Okay.
So it's like the banter episode, but with set topics.
Mm-hmm. But with Bryce.
And with Bryce. So really, Bryce is the vehicle of this podcast. Right. Rob and I might, or just setting him up. We're just
So I have to explain to Bryce what this podcast is and who Akiva is.
Correct.
And then we're just like winding him up to talk about stuff.
I think that like you got Bryce on the Wandoff. You can get him on RANAP.
Well, you think we're bigger than the freaking Wandoff? Wiki it. It's got its own wiki page. We don't have one. Yeah, I don't know. It's up to Rob, because I think Bryce will say yes. But
I think he'll say yes, but I kind of feel like that's like at the expense of like other podcasts. Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. More important, he means, guys. All right, next one. Shut up, Tim.
Okay, this is Rob and Akiva pander to one specific listener. So okay. In this episode.
Dan the Benefactor?
Actually,
he must be poor. He hasn't given us any money. I'm out on Dan the Benefactor, unless he starts giving us cash.
In this episode, Rob and Akiva provided the research to discuss topics that pertain to one specific listener's interests. And the interests are culled from Twitter and Facebook and wherever your producing staff can get the information from. You guys discuss that.
Didn't we already do this for T-Dub?
You never announce...
Well, that was more making fun of him. This is like catered. So let's say it was you. What would the podcast be about if we went through your Twitter and Facebook? Maybe we like emailed your wife and said like, what is he into?
You're talking about Tim.
Yeah, Tim. Well, for Tim, what would this be about?
Oh yeah, it would be you guys get to talk about RAANAP. You get to talk about how I'm terrible at trivia.
No, but what are your interests being bad at trivia? Like what are your hobbies? Arguing with Wes Dorn on Twitter?
Yes. Like
what else?
Not spelling well. No, I guess Survivor, running, my kids,
Running? You're a runner?
Not a good one, but
we're going to talk about your kids. I feel like that's a little too specific.
I'm telling you, I'm not the specific listener. I think I have.
So you want a childless listener?
I have a listener.
Right, or someone who doesn't care about their kids. There's a lot of meat on this bone.
No, it's a funny idea, but I don't think anyone would be psyched if it came up. It is a very clever idea, but that's all I can give you.
Let me tell you, you don't announce who the listener is so that all the listeners think it's them.
Oh, a bunch of narcissists.
Until they figure it out that it's not them.
And okay, but what's the payoff? Like 2 weeks later, someone tweets at us once? Hey,
yes,
I think that was about me.
I have the perfect payoff. I don't want to say because I have the perfect listener in mind. I mean, I'll say it if you bleep it, Rob.
No, Rob's not putting that much work into this show.
Yeah, you can tell us after.
Okay. but then, I don't think this idea is getting picked, so I'll move on.
You could DM me. Anyway, idea number three, what's up?
Okay, so Rob and Akiva have a PRR firm. So with the end of Game of Thrones, George R.R. Martin, he's not going to like be in the limelight as much. So Rob and Akiva figure out what George R.R. Martin's next move will
be. We don't like him. I don't know if you know this. We don't really like him.
Yeah. Well, yeah, this is why it's perfect.
Doesn't he have some books to write?
Yeah, he's what should he do? He's literally, the whole world is waiting for him to write two books that not one person on Earth thinks is ever going to happen.
Liana, are you a Thrones person?
I read the first few books and watched the first few seasons. Yeah.
Oh, you're like Akiva with the Harry Potter movies.
Mm-hmm. Except she didn't go the whole way. I went 6 out of 7.
Yeah, I did not make it. I can't remember where I dropped off. But actually, it kind of works out because then I'm not waiting for the last two books like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
No.
This is an absurd idea. Tim, go to idea number four.
Yeah. Liana has full veto power for any of these ideas.
Thank you, Liana.
Sports Center with Rob and Akiva. Okay. Rob and Akiva get to talk about sports and do it in the Sports Center format. So you just do current sports coverage for the week.
When you say the Sports Center format, I'm interested to know, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, because you don't follow sports, and I'm not sure you know what that is in 2019 Sports Center format. Because it's mostly like Skip Bayless or whoever now, like Stephen A. Smith, I mean, yelling about something and then someone else coming on. It's not like showing highlights and talking about things.
Well, in my mental conception of what Tim thinks Sports Center is, it's not a show. It's like the center where all the sports are. And he's like, yeah, the center of the sports.
Okay.
Like a JCC.
Got me out of my element. I was picturing, I assume Sports Center is the same as it was in the 90s where it was highlights. And you guys.
So you'd want us to play audio highlights of like games that happened week ago?
No, I was just giving you guys an opportunity.
You don't like sports. Would
sports.
You listen to this episode?
Yes, I'm a RAANAP super fan. I'd listen to you guys talk about anything. I listened to the Techno Bowl episode. Like,
that was Madden, dummy.
Whatever.
Wait, hold on. Wait, can I actually spoil a little bit? So I actually worked on a podcast this week for RAANAP, Rob. Taylor Cotter and I put together the census.
Oh, good.
And it's a lot of fun. I'm very much looking forward to it. And I'm not going to spoil all the questions, but I will say there is one question on there that I'm curious to know the answer to for our listeners. And it's, are you a sports fan? And I'm curious what percentage of our listeners are sports fans. But I know it's not 100 because, shut up, Tim, not a sports fan.
Okay.
No. Survivor is the sport I watch.
All right.
One more. Shut up, Tim. We're at least one more.
We're going through these. He can keep going.
Okay.
Unless Liana has another podcast to record.
Not
she actually
four.
Does in
we're
1 hour.
Okay, all right.
She literally does.
That's fine. I can hop off even if we don't get there. It's fine. Hey, it's Brent too, so you know.
Okay, I know this was taken out of the wheel waiting room, but I'm repitching RAANDND.
No.
I think you guys were
next.
Provided.
No. I'm not doing
wait,
it. I'm not doing
wait,
it.
Wait. You were provided incorrect information that it takes 4 hours. A good DM can get you guys to do it in an hour and a half at the max.
Are you a DM?
I am a DM. I DM my own home game with my brothers and wife. Okay. My wife plays Dungeons and Dragons with me, guys. Wow. And by the way, I did want to bring this up.
Are your kids
I like
nerds too? Just in case we do the Shut Up Tim podcast.
This is exactly, they probably are. This is exactly why I wanted to bring it up because listening to RAANAP, I want to point out that Akiva thinks he's cool. Have you guys
heard of this? Tread lightly here, Tim.
Hey, Akiva, I know you don't listen to this podcast, but you should because, man, you're not
I just realized I'm not subscribed, actually.
Liana, would you ever play Dungeons and Dragons?
So I actually had a similar idea for the B&B. It turned into a choose your own adventure because I know nothing about Dungeons and Dragons, and also was under the idea that it was going to take 4 hours and Stephen Fishback needed to be there. Those were like the two rules. Yeah, I'd be down to play.
Should we Rob, is Akiva cool to the census question?
Census.
Yes.
Liana, though, can you answer? Do you think I'm cool? I won't take it personally if you say no.
No.
Just don't ask if Akiva is a nerd. Yeah.
Does anybody think I'm cool?
No.
You think you're cool.
Michael Clark, probably.
No, Michael Clark. I mean, he does like the winning team always.
Also, he probably likes me better after that.
Oh, boy. Yeah, he was an Akiva fan until we started playing Jeopardy in this.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of, like, 32 fans, listeners, I think, who...
I think people think I'm cool.
No.
I was never, like, bullied in my whole life. I was always popular. I always had a lot of friends.
I think the fact that you think
you know what this
you're
is? This
cool?
is, like, short racism. You're like, because I'm short... People think like, oh, he's not. He can't
you're
be cool.
Short?
Yeah,
I don't know what you look like. You look like the King Cake baby, as far as I'm concerned, on your Twitter profile. I don't know what you
racism.
Look like, but I know that you think you're cool and you're not.
I think if you have to say I was cool in high school is probably a sign that you're not cool now.
Yeah,
I'm just saying I was always cool. I'm obviously cool now. I was cool in elementary school. I was cool in high school. I was cool in college. I have never yet been cool.
I aspire to be cool one day.
Hey, Akiva, Haley Strong is cool. You think you're Haley Strong?
I don't think I is Haley. Haley Strong is Canadian.
Did the roast of Akiva come up on the wheel today?
This is my audition, guys.
I don't think Haley Strong is. She's definitely not a nerd, but she's Canadian. She's not cool.
Oh, so
there's like different.
We're gonna get canceled. Hold on. Did Shut Up Tim get a spot on the dais today for Rob Nikki to get roasted?
Yes, I think the dais right now. We'll talk about that when we get to the mail, but I think Shut Up Tim was going to be involved anyway. So
okay.
Yeah.
All right, Liana, do you want in on the roast?
Yeah, I want in on the roast.
Okay.
I'm here for it.
Okay. All right.
So back to D&D, though.
No, it's fine. Just go to the next thing. You're going to call me a nerd and then expect me to take your idea in?
I didn't say you were a nerd. Nerds are smart.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, the D&D game could be fun. D&D podcasts are very popular,
but
and,
they exist. We like doing original things, like winning your money and doing their Hapsular.
This was a ripoff of Win Ben Stein's Money. Most of
but they've never done a Win Ben Stein's Money podcast before. We don't. There's a million. If you like Dungeons and Dragons, there's a million Dungeons and Dragons podcasts. So many people tweeted us, hey, I listened like four of them, so I'd love it. Like, okay, but you have ones that actually care about the show.
My biggest concern is the runtime. And
biggest concern is like my reputation afterwards.
Yeah. Well, here's what I like about D&D stuff is I really like the, you know, improvisational part of it where, the Dungeon Master is like, okay, you guys are coming up upon a table. It's like, what kind of table? Like I feel like that part is fun. But when you get into rolling the dice, I do think that can be pretty boring.
You can
Which
make
we may
that
do in
really
a few minutes
quick,
for the movie
but a good DM can modify that and make it really quick, and also Mike Bloom was going to be the villain of my campaign, but okay, let's move on.
Keep going.
All right, I have a episode here called Freaky Friday.
Okay.
Rob and Akiva switch formats with News AF for the week.
We've had about 40 of these suggestions, the exact same suggestion.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know if the News AF guys are on board for this kind of role play.
And I don't know if they know who we are, even though we are famously crushing them in the ratings. I don't know if they even know who I am, right? I don't think Tyson or Danny could say who I am.
Well, no, but Tyson and Danny are cool.
Yeah, Tyson is cool. I agree. Tyson is cool. So your example of a cool person was Haley Strong. Who is cool, but Canadian. Tyson is the example of a cool person. Rob, do you think Tyson would think I was cool if we met? All right, what's the next idea, Tim?
I don't know if Tyson thinks I'm a cool person, so I don't know.
No, I didn't know. Nobody assumed that he did.
Yeah, no.
Kiva, you're getting in the hot takeoff category with like Haley Strong is not cool.
I didn't say she's not cool. She's definitely not a nerd. I think that there's like cool, there's not cool, and then there's Canadian. I think all Canadians are kind of cool, but in their own Canada
like,
way.
Like in a 0 degrees Celsius kind of way?
Yeah, no, they are. I'm not saying they're even less cool than cool people. I'm just saying they're their own category.
Liana, is Akiva going to get dragged for this take?
Oh, for maybe. Sure. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to send like an emergency DM to Haley Strong after this.
I think this is worse than what you said about Johnny Fairplay, to be honest.
No.
Don't start that.
Okay, Robin Akiva, Disney maniacs, because you guys are such like big fans of the Disney animated movies.
Sure.
You rank all 58 of the Disney Company movies. But here's the thing. You guys don't have to watch them. You just look at the poster.
Really? You don't have to watch all 58 movies?
Well, I'm assuming with kids, you've probably seen a fair share of
people Disney. Take Disney stuff very seriously.
I know. Yeah, the Disney stands are...
It's too beloved.
I wrote, Rob will not like Too Precious.
Yes.
Put that on the...
Too Beloved what, show.
Yeah, Too Beloved show. All right.
Disney movies.
SNL, the perfect episode. Akiva, do you like SNL? Yeah, you do.
But not enough for this idea. And also, the season's going to be over by the time we record our next podcast, possibly. So it's going to be out of season.
Okay.
Is this so weird? Did you watch this week's? It's weird. Like Sandler, like, first of all, there's almost nothing after we can update. And then Sandler plays the Farley song that he already played on his Netflix album. I feel like that's like.
I saw a clip from it. I didn't watch the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he did. Opera Man was funny. He was funny. Yeah. He played
Opera Man was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was a bummer song, though. Like, yeah.
Okay.
So no on SNL, I guess.
You haven't gotten close to the wheel yet, my friend.
Yeah. I'm scraping the barrel now.
Liana, what's the best idea so far?
None of them. you should do a hot takeoff episode with like general hot takes that aren't necessarily Survivor related.
So a much more reasonable idea from Liana off the top of her head than anything.
I feel like I've pitched this idea directly to you and you've never read it.
It's what?
A hot takeoff episode.
Well, that's not your idea. I invented that like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
You're just saying like, it would be like if you were a writer on SNL and you're like, hey, Sandler, do Opera Man. That's not your idea. You're just telling Sandler to do Opera Man.
No. I was just waiting till Shut Up Tim came on here and listed a bunch of terrible ideas. And then my like moderately idea sounds great in comparison.
What do you think about the hot takeoff, Rob? Should we do a hot takeoff?
Sure. Did you do a general hot takeoff on 32 fans?
I don't think so, because we didn't have like the submission amount.
Yeah.
I did a hot takeoff and you judged it.
Okay. Yeah. And
listeners didn't send him in.
Okay. Yeah. I would love to do a hot takeoff with listener submitted hot takes.
All right. So add that to the wheel.
But we need to nail down the criteria for what a hot take is before the podcast.
All right, but fine. But we have it can't go on this week anyway. So next week we could say what the criteria is.
Okay. Great job, Liana.
And Liana, by the way, pitched an idea that famously she is a part of. So she can come right back. And Tim, we may never see you again.
Hey, can I be the Shaq expert?
We don't have a Shaq podcast on the wheel.
Yeah, the Shazam movie diaper.
All right, we'll talk about it offline. Do you have what? So give us one more, because we got a whole wheel to spin.
This is called T Dub Pressed, and this is basically your tweets are trash too. But it's revolving around that Avengers Endgame is about to surpass Avatar as the most profitable movie.
He's gonna have
in the
a meltdown. He's gonna have a meltdown
on
Twitter.
And you folk, I feel like if you are watching T Dub as closely as I do, he's already he has already been prepping this inevitability.
Oh yeah.
Tweeting stuff so that he can like point to himself and be like, oh no, it doesn't really count.
Yeah. You know what it's like? There's a certain politician that like a lot of Sunday mornings just like drops like 40 hot take tweets. That's exactly what T-Dub's going to be like the day Avatar gets passed by Avengers Endgame. But that's not a podcast idea. You just wanted to make fun of T-Dub, which we allow.
Yeah. Yeah. I scraped the bottom of my barrel, guys. I'm out.
Okay.
So,
all right, fine.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear a couple suggestions from listeners about just sort of technical related things, Rob?
Doesn't sound that exciting, but okay.
No, I'm saying no. We have a pitch for last week we put on the wheel a draft podcast where you and I will draft topics people sent in. And I thought it sounded familiar, but we didn't have the mailbag open. And now I realize that Felipe Shimon emailed in a similar idea that's also very good.
Okay.
Felipe says, my idea for the wheel is something called Mount Rushmore Mayhem. For it, you two would each get a list and have to choose the Mount Rushmore for that item. For example, Mount Rushmore of famous pigs or TV puppets or baseball mascots. And you two would debate until you could come up with four for each topic and then move on. Additionally, the listeners can submit their Mount Rushmore ahead of time. You can discuss and react to their Mount Rushmore. So it's pretty similar to the draft idea.
Okay.
It's just, what do you like the branding of more, basically? The draft
I do
Mount
like
Rushmore?
The Mount Rushmore of stuff. Is Bill Simmons going to sue us?
No, he's not a big Mount Rushmore guy. I think Pardon My Take are bigger Mount Rushmore guys than Bill Simmons even.
We should text Chester on that. I feel like that Bill Simmons is going to claim ownership of Mount Rushmore
Our worst case scenario is this podcast gets so popular, ostensibly because of how cool I am, that Bill Simmons finds out about
drags it. Drags us. Right. Okay. I do like the Mount Rushmore because I feel like that we're sort of like capping it at four.
Yeah, at four. Because otherwise, what's the draft? And the other thing is with the draft, people would say like, who won the draft? Whereas Mount Rushmore, there's not really a winner and a loser. That's the only difference.
Yeah, we have to agree. I like the consensus. Okay, Liana, fine. What do you think? Draft or Mount Rushmore?
I think Mount Rushmore. I think that's
the way
to go.
And we can do both long term. I think they're both viable ideas.
Okay, so which is the one that's on the wheel?
I think Mount Rushmore. But does it need a week's gestation period because it's
Let's roll the dice. Let's not get so bureaucratic with the red tape.
Okay, yeah, so that was an interesting
cut to
pitch
coming up on the
Felipe.
Wheel and then me being dragged tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to think who the who submitted the draft. Was it JCR? Was that
I believe
his draft
it was
idea?
Josh Lemur called up on the
Oh, Josh Lemur, okay.
Yes.
But Lemur, you still get credit, Lemur, because it's a pretty similar idea.
Okay. And the listeners are going to submit the ideas for Mount Rushmore.
The topics, and then we'll come up with the Mount Rushmore.
Okay. Great.
All right. Yeah. So that's about it. Our ombudsperson Aisha writes in, Rob, and says last week at the 2-hour, 23-minute mark of the podcast, you guys asked me about should Ally Lasher get a double spot on the wheel to make up for her unfortunate extenuating circumstances of not being available because she's got final exams in law school this week.
Mm-hmm.
She says, sure, why not? Congratulations on graduating to Akiva's biggest fan. Aisha, your op shield.
Okay, so Ally Lasher is getting how many spots on the wheel?
Two spots on the wheel.
Two spots on the wheel for what?
For the podcast that was selected last week, which is MTV
okay,
shows.
MTV
are
shows
trash.
Are trash. Okay, so and a millennial judge is staying the same.
Millennial judge is not on the wheel yet because we don't have a topic.
Ah, okay.
It's in the wheel waiting room.
Okay, I get that confused with Millennials Killed It, which is on the wheel. Also,
that
Eric's,
is on the wheel. That's
Eric
that's
Stein
an Amanda.
Texted me.
Yes,
and he said that he is going to be traveling the next 2 weeks. He is unavailable.
Can I just say how thoughtful that is of him, though?
Yes.
Like because he makes us not look like any. I guess because he listens, he knows what bad audio it is when we have to like pause and like DM and email and call the people.
I also motion that we take Life Coach off the wheel.
Yeah, Life Coach is off the wheel. Life Coach is in the wheel waiting room until Caitlin contacts us. And says, hey, guys, I'm ready.
Yeah, we need to have a bigger conversation. Liana, are you on board with that as a Caitlin stan?
Yes. Yeah. Quick comment, though, on the Ally stuff. Is she graduated yet? Because you should only add the two spots once she's available.
Ye of little faith. In addition to being exceptionally cool, I'm also very organized. And I've already discussed with Ally that she is available if indeed she were to be picked for this episode.
Okay.
Organized is so cool.
I think it's very considerate of Eric Stein to do that because what a bummer it was last week to hear that like, oh, Ally's episode got pulled up and then you get me.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let's reset what's on the wheel right now. Season 3, episode 7, Akiva, is that now up to three spots?
No, I think it's just two.
Okay, two. All right, up to two. That's right. We have the coin flip, which, did we decide that that is the winner of whatever is the latest bet?
Yes.
So if we have
was
a bet,
Jeopardy a bet?
I think that, well, let's, next, like when we have a bet that the official coin flip stakes,
right? Like
as
for
right
the
now,
census episode, that would be a bet, right? Whoever wins that one gets the coin flip. Although maybe we need some more stakes for that one too.
Right. Okay. Oregon Trail is on the board. The rise and fall of JTT. And do we have a JTT expert?
Yes, but wait, okay. I have one more suggestion.
Oh, okay.
sort of from a listener. They said, take JTT off the board.
Why?
And they said, I'm not interested in JTT. Take JTT off the board. And instead put in, this is from Marky Mark, and instead put in the rise and fall of Macaulay Culkin.
Hmm. Is there a lot we don't know about Macaulay Culkin?
I mean, I feel like he's had maybe a more interesting career. Right now, he's like doing some podcasting. He lives in France.
Yeah. Tim, who are you more interested in, Macaulay Culkin or JTT?
I am more interested in Macaulay Culkin, but
I also feel bad because if there's someone out there, first of all, I believe the listener probably did some work, but if there's someone out there who's been waiting with a bated breath for 34 episodes for JTT, which I think has already been vetoed once, right?
I don't think it got vetoed.
What Unless got vetoed? A CSI New York. What was the other thing that got vetoed?
I don't know. I think there was something that you had to do a lot of work and you vetoed it.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what
Liana,
the answer is.
What do you think?
What if we put this to a vote for next week?
Right? Put it on the survey.
Yeah.
The census.
If it comes up first on the census.
Or make it the new coin flip.
Macaulay Culkin or
no.
What about some
coin
sort of
flip
like
is Akiva's choice or Rob's choice? That's not what this is.
No. But I mean like that the rise and fall gets picked and then you coin flip whether or not it's JTT or Macaulay Culkin.
How about let's put it to a Twitter vote. I also have to do a Twitter vote that I specifically did not do this week, but I have to do a should Rob keep kosher for a week.
You should.
Yeah. I just feel like that. I think I know the story of Macaulay Culkin better than JTT. I feel like that JTT was on top of the world, and then what happened? Weird looking?
He did get a little. Macaulay Culkin got weird looking.
Macaulay Culkin got really weird looking.
Yeah, but JTT looks the same. How about this? Three options on the poll: Macaulay Culkin, JTT, or kick it off the wheel entirely.
Okay, fine. Is it eligible for this week?
No, ineligible for this week.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right then. MTV shows are trash is two spots, but not eligible for this week. Infomercials are trash is not eligible for this week. Royal Rumble is in there. How do we get more spaces for Royal Rumble? We can't.
I just make like a give it more spots. Yeah. Like that's what I decree in this moment.
No, you're not Aisha. You can't do that.
But why not?
How about this, Rob? Why don't you just commit? It has two spots if you commit to doing it as your coin flip.
Okay, fine. I commit.
There should be a rule. How about this? There should be a rule going forward that if something's been on the wheel for like 50 episodes, it gets a second spot, like JTT and Oregon Trail. Oh, wow. How about that? If it never gets picked, it just falls off the wheel after 50 episodes. That's interesting.
Fine. All right. Millennials killed it. That's with Dr. Amanda Rabinowitz.
Yes.
Crappy movie diaper / hat. That has two spots. The census.
Never been picked.
The sequel mechanism. Two beloved. Final four and the new Mount Rushmore. Is that in the mix this week?
That is in the mix this week.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
By the way, the final four was my other idea. That's on the
wheel. Oh, okay. You will not be on that episode. Just an FYI.
Okay.
Wait. What if I say I think you're cool now, Akiva?
It's too late.
Too late. Okay. Tim, do you have one thing in particular that you are most hoping comes up?
Well, the life coach thing you guys took off the wheel, so I'm kind of bummed now. Mm-hmm. No, I like them all. You guys are great no matter what.
What about this episode?
I kind of want the crappy movie diaper to happen.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and spin the wheel here for what is going to be episode number 34 of Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast. Okay. Then we'll talk logistics. Everybody's favorite segment. Okay. We have sequel mechanism.
Wow.
The old 20-sided die comes
now,
out.
I just thought of something.
Yes.
One of the people on the sequel had a baby this morning. Probably not available in the next 7 days. So should we remove Mike Bloom from that? Or, I mean, I love Mike Bloom. Does he need to be on that episode? I'm not saying this in a mean way.
Okay, let's cross that bridge when we... So what is in the sequel mechanism now?
Three things. One is Antonio Mazzaro's Conspirapod 2.
Right.
One is Brance Thiel with the Renap All-Stars, all the fun
Stans
characters.
Versus Ops. Yes.
Stans versus Ops. And the other one is, Robin, just the banter cast, except people send in suggestions of things for us to banter about.
Okay. And let me say that I feel like that the Brant Steele, I feel like we would have to wait 2 weeks to do that. And maybe Mike Bloom
is
available.
But here's my problem with waiting 2 weeks. I don't think he'll be ready in 2 weeks.
You don't think he'll be ready to do a podcast 2 weeks after the birth of a baby?
Nah, I've got a freaking DM Mike Bloom, who's got a 12-hour-old baby, and ask him about a podcast.
Well, look, he doesn't. We can do it. He doesn't have to be on it necessarily.
Correct. Correct. He's invited.
Yes, if he but wants I do to think that that's a long podcast, and we definitely will not have time for it. Next week?
What if Antonio Mazzaro banter is a short podcast with no prep?
Banter,
basically.
I think we could definitely knock out this week. And then
what about Antonio Mazzaro?
I feel like let's give Antonio potentially 2 weeks to prep for a new Conspirapod.
Mm-hmm.
That is so. Let's let fate decide.
Fate is deciding what's happening.
Okay, Liana, what do you think of all that?
Yeah, I wasn't listening, but that sounds great.
Okay,
logistics
Tim,
are my favorite.
Tim, do you have any thoughts?
The fate. This is the point. Roll the wheel. Roll the dice. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
Mike Bloom likes the podcast, so you never know.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
He does really like to podcast. If you brought up this idea, he would definitely do it. He would do it.
I'll tell you what. If people are really dying for something, I feel like if we had Stans versus Ops came up, I would be okay with a shorter Stans versus Ops casting special and maybe future wheel spin within the following week.
That's smart. And Mike doesn't even need to be on that, especially because Mike, who's busy, you'd really have to have listened to every episode to know that. Is he going to have to do research if he hasn't heard some of these episodes? He probably will have
to. Yes, definitely.
He's going to have to know what's up with the King Cape.
Hey, that's what those late night feedings are for.
Okay, so now here's the deal.
Yes.
I have a 20-sided die. However,
oh boy,
the closet is blocked for reasons that are very boring right now to get into the 20-sided die. So I have a 20-sided die in the computer.
Are the reasons that you feel like that Marv and Harry from Home Alone is in the closet?
They would have to be very slender, the way, because it's sort of one of these like standing, like,
well, did they go in and then did you block them?
You know, there's all these like camping equipment that are in front of that haven't been moved out. This house is a mess.
Okay.
They just went
Speaking
on a big camping trip.
Speaking of Macaulay
Culkin. My family went on a camping trip without me. It was a delight, but now they're home and there's a lot of stuff.
Tim, what were you going to say?
I was just picturing Akiva going camping, which is
hilarious.
Well,
I'm cool. I don't go camping. I stay home while my kids go camping.
Mm-hmm.
I also was thinking about the Stans versus Ops, the Renap All-Stars, and I was just thinking, oh, maybe I qualify for that now.
You are. You will definitely be cast in that episode. You will not be on the episode.
Stan or Ops?
That we could get into on the casting.
I mean, he's basically said he's our biggest fan on this.
He was before we started. Now, I mean, I hate him. I don't know what he feels about me. Also, a little wrinkle here, Rob, okay?
Yes.
So 1 to 6 is Conspirapod.
Yes.
7 to 12 is the fake Survivor season of the Renap All-Stars. 13 to 18 is the banter cast. However, if 19 or 20 come up, we respin the wheel entirely. It's lose a turn.
Okay, all right. I thought that we had originally assigned the numbers differently a week or two ago, but fine. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I also don't remember how, so I have a short memory. That works.
I think it was going to be seven, seven, and six. Seven, seven, and six. And,
right, but I think this works better. That's fine. It's
lose
a turn.
Do we have a quorum? Liana, you're on board with this?
I'm on board. I like it.
Okay.
It's fun.
Tim?
Okay. Yes, I agree.
Okay, all right.
So Conspirapod,
with 1 through 6.
Renap, and then banter is 13 to 18. All right, generating a number, and it is 13. It's a banter cast next week. Lucky number 13.
Okay.
We could do that.
Yeah. All right. So let's get the banter topics in early in the week, because if you and I could knock this out, say on Wednesday,
absolutely we can.
That would be great. And then is it going to be timed, the banter segments?
I think maybe we'll do like PTI style, like 5 minutes on each one. But just put a, you know, in an email or a tweet, just say like, if you email us, say like banter topic, and then we will. How about we have to banter about all of them? Like anything they write in, we have to banter about.
Well, not for 5 minutes. We don't have to banter about everything.
No, 5 minutes are for the good ones, but everything needs at least to be discussed.
Okay. Do we want to assign somebody to come up with the list of topics so it's that really off the cuff?
No, the problem is they're all going to email us and
you'll read them all.
Otherwise, there's a guest. Yeah, I'm not going to pay attention.
Get like a Google sheet from somebody.
I mean, I would have to volunteer somebody. Fine. They're going to get a bunch of messages. Message. What's Jess Sterling's Twitter? At the Jess Sterling.
Okay.
Tweet at her, but don't tweet at me and Rob.
What does your intern do?
Oh yeah, he doesn't do anything. but I want to do Twitter, and I don't know his Twitter handle. At the Jess Sterling. Okay. Tweet at her, and she will compile a list for us, and we will have a whole banter. Slew of banter topic.
I can't believe it's just banter. Two.
I think we called it the bantering. I can't believe it's just banter. The bantering. Poland, the bantering.
Okay. All right.
Can or electric banteroo.
Yes.
Can I submit my idea now?
Do you want us to be surprised or no?
I don't care. It's going to be why is Haley much cooler than Akiva?
All right.
Okay. All right. Liana, you were going to rank the four podcasts you were on this weekend.
Yes, that's right. So
been recorded yet.
Right. One has not been recorded yet. So it's obviously my favorite. That was the best podcast that we did. No. Let's see. So I will record Drag Race later. I was on RAANAP. I did the B&B. And of course, I did Twists. I would say my favorite podcast. Well, I had a lot of fun on the B&B. It's my baby. So I'm going to go the B&B was my favorite. Then...
Was that a shot at Mike to say that the podcast is your baby?
Yes. Well, he's got his own baby.
Yes.
I need my cats don't on Mother's Day. My cats are not going to get me anything. So
the B&B will.
The B&B will. It always loves me. Then I would say, I won on Twists. Spoiler alert for those who have not listened. So that was pretty good. Then RAANAP. It was tough keeping track of all the questions. Not going to lie. That was a little difficult. But okay. It was nice to see Rob win. I was rooting for him as a listener and,
what the hell?
You know, the Jimmy Kimmel. Sorry, Tim. And then, Drag Race is last.
Okay.
Sorry, Brent.
Sorry. That's just you and Brent on the Drag Race podcast?
It's going to be me and Brent. And it's going
to
be
what's going to be harder to keep track of? The questions for Win Shut Up Tim's Money or Brent?
Yeah. It might
Why,
be
does,
Brent
is Mike the
case.
Calming influence? Like, is Brent going to go off the rails without Mike? Is Rob going to get canceled?
Well, no. He goes off the rails without or with Mike there. So that I don't think that's really going
to
be.
How many things a week does Brent say that need to be edited out before the podcast is posted?
I plead the fifth on that one.
Honestly, that and maybe the Drag Race is another story, but that I find him to say very little that needs to be edited or censored on a podcast. It's his social media that usually is what needs
we don't have to
edited.
Complain about Brent if he's not here. We'll have him on. We can make fun of him.
Brent is great. Yeah. He's a much needed energy.
One more thing, by the way, Rob, we did not put it on the wheel this week, and I'll explain why. But there was a lot of enthusiasm for the Rob and Akiva Get Roasted episode.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it didn't go on the wheel?
No, but I think the dais should be, it's me and you, and then I think the dais is Allie Lasher, who has already written her material. She was like testing people at UM Law this week with her material.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Chester.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to roast him. Shut Up Tim, maybe, and Mike Bloom. But Mike Bloom is, I think he could be like the host, Mike Bloom. But he is indisposed. So I think maybe we wait a week or two to even put it on the wheel.
Okay, well, now, Liana said she wanted to be on the dais.
Yeah, I'd say I got about 15 requests from people. Some listeners, some hosts, some in between who wanted to be on. So I think what we could do is, because I don't think you want to have a podcast with 10 people live, right? I think what we could do is we could have a few people who maybe don't make the cut either because they're busy or like, let's say Josh Wigler or Antonio Mazzaro or somebody wants to make fun, Kirsten McGinnis wants to make fun of us, but they don't have to be there the whole time. Maybe they could like record a minute of roast jokes and we'll play them sort of like hear the people aren't
let's,
here.
Let's talk about this more offline because I think there are ways that we can do it. I think
okay,
that,
fine.
You know, I think
it's
we
not going
land.
On this week, but I also thought because Mike might be involved, there's no reason to put it on the wheel this week. Anyway.
I think we can land on around like 7 or 8 people, and I think that we can make use of the mute button on Zencaster or Skype for people that are not like presenting.
I think you got to play the laugh track after jokes. I don't think they'll work. You know, when we did the late night show, I think the jokes only worked when you played the laugh after every joke.
Mm-hmm, yeah, we'll figure it out. Okay. All right. Reviews. We haven't touched on any reviews lately. Let's go ahead and see if anybody left us any new reviews. Tim, have you ever left us a review?
I did, and you read it on the air. Okay. I said, the wheel is love, the wheel is life. Okay. 5 stars.
All right. Robin Akiva, need a podcast, go to robinakiva.com/Renap. For the store, the page in the Apple Podcast store. You could also send us your ideas every week. Need a podcast at robhasawebsite.com or Seinfeld at postshowrecaps.com. Let's see. This person, Raider Ray, says 3-star review. Uh-oh. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. Boy, a critical review. Okay. Was once my favorite podcast, a must listen that jumped to the top of my feed as soon as it dropped. However, they dropped the ball by cutting the legs out from under its best and most intriguing wheel option, season 3, episode 7. No longer is there a chance for a Ken Jennings type run of premium podcasts. Of course, Akiva was the one who pushed this travesty, though. He listens to listener opinions less than Mike Francesa.
Oh boy.
I told you there was pushback on,
by the way, this just came in the second.
Zero
because I checked
spots for season 3, episode 7.
I feel like this is the same person who made the one complaint that said we ruined the show.
No, it clearly is.
It's clearly the same one guy.
Well,
it's a guy, I'm sure.
He just became our second 3-star review.
Yeah. You're our ops.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, got to add him to the ops Brant Steele. Yeah.
Raider Ray. No, he's not on Brant Steele. That's a present. Amanda Jacqueline says RAA are awesome. I like that one better.
Okay. I listened to most of Rob's podcast for years and have recently found this podcast. I've been listening nonstop and since and need to spread the word. These guys are legends. XO. Yes, this review was helpful. Okay. And James from Earth says, this podcast is good. And says, this podcast is simple and easy to follow. Okay. So nobody needs to lie on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah. You don't have to lie.
Okay. All right.
We also have somebody. Did you read the one about Nicole scaring you off the Minnesota trip? Was that from last week?
No. This is from K. Mail Herrick says, Renap is fantastic. It goes off the rails so much that I'm not even sure what the main podcast is about at times that given week, but that's why it's great. However, if Nicole scares Rob from the Minnesota trip, I might have to take a star back. Also, the Mall of America has a roller coaster and a Ferris wheel, but who cares? Because Target Field is the real gem of the trip.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole has not scared me off of the trip. I could not convince her that I was being
real.
Serious. That
well,
she
this
thought
is
I was
why this
joking.
Is why I'm greasy. By the way, do you know what I started doing, Rob?
What?
When we have a guest on the show, I haven't done this the whole time. I think it's a good move. I heard another podcaster say they do this, and it's smart. Like, Liana's going to finish, and in a few hours from now, I'm going to send her a DM, say, hey, Liana, just thank you for your time. You did such a great job today. You killed it. I'm sure, you know, people will be so happy. And normally, if it was an RHGB podcast, I'd say, like, maybe you'll get people to check out the B&B, like I did with the Riverdale ladies. So, you know, you want to keep the people who are on your show happy.
Well, okay. I know you do it to everybody.
Only people who are good, because I'm not, Shut Up Tim is not going to get that DM. That's what I was going to say. However,
saw that
however,
coming a mile away.
I think we got to do this. We have to have the same, practice with Nicole, which is we got to start bartering up. So we just gave her $25 to buy lunch. I don't know if that's the way to her heart, but we're going to find out. Is her love language money? We'll see.
Mm. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I had the same. I had the same thought with my wife. I didn't know what the love languages were, and I looked them up. And I've been married 14 years. And yeah. How many
is that
there?
What,
like
what appeals to them or what they or how they show affection?
Liana, do you know the answer
both.
To this?
Yeah, so it's both. So you can have a love language that's how you like to receive love. And then you can have a love language, which is how you give love. They don't necessarily have to be the same.
Yeah.
But I think it's usually how you receive it is like how it's referenced in popular culture. No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because we have each been married for a long time. And I don't know. So there's words of affirmation, like that gets me nowhere, right? Like it's right. Like, oh, show me actions, gifts, no. Like, she likes gifts, but that buys me a half hour of her being happy. Acts of service. The problem with acts of service, I'm bad at the I'm bad at those things. Like, cooking, I don't know what to do. I don't do, like, carpool, vacuuming. So I'm bad at that. Quality time, that's the last thing she wants.
Yeah.
Physical touch, I can assure you, no.
Yeah.
So I don't know. There must be a sixth love language that I'm not sure about.
She just likes being married to someone so cool, right?
Mm-hmm. I guess.
I mean, this is a quiz.
I was going to ask my wife to come in now and ask her if I'm cool. But I do hear a baby yelling, so I don't want the baby yelling on the podcast.
Okay. All right. I don't know how we got here, but that being said, all right, let's let Liana have a break from not podcasting. Shut up, Tim. Thank you for putting this all together today.
Well, Matt really did all the work. I just came in, was dumb. I appreciate you guys having me. I love this podcast. I love the network, of course. And this has become my absolute favorite show on the network. Rob and Akiva, I really appreciate you guys having me on and letting me submit my terrible ideas each week. Can I plug my podcast?
Yeah. Which one?
I didn't know you had one.
Yeah, I have one. It's called Lone Surviving Survivor. It's a 20-minute Survivor podcast that's behind a Patreon paywall for the franchise, which is hosted by Daniel Ehrenberg, who Liana has actually been on that podcast, the franchise. You remember that, Liana?
I was just telling Rob, we need more Survivor podcasts, so I'm excited for this one.
Well, yeah, you know, it's a Survivor podcast where we try actively not to talk about that week's episode. So
okay, that's fine.
Yeah, we cover Amazing Race and Survivor within 20 minutes. So. Okay.
All right. Well, I like the format.
Yeah. It's a Patreon perk. I mean, we pretty much say Rob is saying everything else, so go listen to that. And we'll talk about, like, how big Rupert's... big Rupert is in the Survivor community. In fact, I have a question from this week, Rob. We had a discussion about the America's Tribal Council and whether or not Rupert counts as a Survivor winner for no reason in particular.
Yeah, I believe he does not.
But we were wondering,
if you listen to the show, Tim, you know this is a Survivor-free zone. So keep
going. Yeah. I just had a quick question that Rob has insight on. America's Tribal Council. Did you find out the results of, like, who got the least amount of votes?
Definitely not. Okay. We did not find out.
I mean, you know that for when they did the vote a couple years ago, they didn't say who just missed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but it was
how many people? Can I ask a question? Just so people don't know, Survivor was so popular they decided to, like, have an extra episode where they just gave a popular contestant $1 million. And Rob, you were one of those contestants, although you were not, I believe, in the run. Were you not said to be in the running, or you knew you weren't in the running? I don't remember.
I mean,
you were eligible.
I had a chance because I had a friend that was like set up like a bot network
But how many of those people thought that they had a chance that week that were like spending the $1 million? Probably was a bunch. No,
I think everybody was like pretty convinced that Rupert was getting it was that even before it happened that this is just an excuse to give Rupert money.
Okay, that's funny.
Yeah.
This has been the end of TOSRANAP.
Who got the least votes? I think that's an interesting debate.
Yeah, Shein, right?
I mean, she did go far in the season, so she did sort of have like a bump.
I don't think Richard was very popular at that point.
Yeah, but he had notoriety. So, that's true.
Came in last. I don't know.
Maybe Sue could be. Who knows?
Anyway, this is very off topic. All right. Do we have anything else to talk about?
Yeah. Liana, would you ever have Darren Ehrenberg on the B&B?
What the hell are you casting? Don't answer that question. What is going on? Okay. You're getting guests for other shows?
Liana is not going to say yes to any more podcasts.
Okay. I realize I have to make up for the void of Mike Bloom, so I'm really doing my best.
Okay.
Mike Bloom never said no to anybody, and look what happened to him.
Okay.
Now,
all right. On that note, all right. Thanks everybody so much. The bantering coming up next. The 32 fans, if you want to hear more about geography and countries in Europe. Yeah. I just unsubscribed. All right. Take care, everybody. Bye. We'll be right back.
Sarah's very shy. Put the headphones on.
Ow!
She just sat on a Lego. That's what you do when you have a house with boys.
This is your fault.
Okay, hold on. Okay. I can't hear you guys. Okay. And you have to record my end. I don't have it.
Okay.
Rob, ask Mara a question.
Mara, is Akiva cool? Yeah, but it's hard to hear you.
I mean, Akiva thinks he's cool.
Yeah, but what do you think?
this is not fair.
You can answer honestly.
No.
Am I cool?
Yeah. Yosef's too. He says he's cool.
I'm cool, right? Yeah.
All right.
I mean, this guy poops his pants.
Without knowing her, would you say that Akiva is cooler than a young millennial Canadian woman?
That's not even something I know what that is. Okay. No, probably not. A young millennial Canadian woman.
But Akiva, when you met him, he was cool, though, right?
When I met him, he was cool?
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Did he get cooler or less cool?
Did he get cooler? Probably a little bit cooler, yeah.
Yes. Okay. That's good.
Okay.
All right, Mara, thank you for helping us out with this. It's a big debate.
Pleasure. Good luck.
Okay.